Welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 167. My name is Christopher Keough. I'm here with Jeff Chorney.
Hey, what up?
And Travis Baum.
Hey, it's your boy Travis.
Whose boy?
Yeah, not my boy. Your boy.
Who are you talking to?
Everyone's boy.
Today we are doing some emails and voicemails from you guys. We're going to tap into the backlog as much as we can because we got a shit ton of emails from you guys this week. So before that, we're going to do some distractions and news, and then we're going to do some new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. And we might throw in some information about a contest somewhere in there. It might be interesting if we do.
Can I win?
Maybe. Well, Jeff, we're always winners because, you know, we get to listen to the entries and laugh our asses
and
off on the podcast.
Have a good time. Yes. Rejoice.
True.
Yeah. Before we get into all of that, Travis, what's up, buddy?
A lot. Kind of hitching off of last week. I'll give you guys a little more inside, a little behind the scenes thing. Yeah, my tenure at Sonic is pretty much almost at an end. I think I found a new job. I think I found a new career path, and I'm pretty excited about it. Been talking with the guys; mm-hmm. They're supporting me in this endeavor, and I gotta say I'm ready to move on.
Fingers crossed for you, buddy.
We are ready for you to move on.
Yes, it's better hours, better weekly schedule. I can just do more things. I don't have to worry about late nights. I don't have to worry about early mornings. I'm working around things that I love and I'm passionate about instead of burgers and fucking fries. I can sit here and just say, hey, look, I can still be a professional. I can still run my own operation and do something I love in a process. And I'm super psyched about that. Other things that have happened to bring it down now to make everybody all depressed.
Thanks, buddy.
I am solely responsible for the closing of Blockbuster Video. There, I said it.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, so Tuesday, Marvel vs. Capcom came out, for all you that didn't know. And
what game is that?
It's some game with, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not important.
Not important.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. Not a big deal. No one really cares about it. Well, I have the Blockbuster Game Pass, and to kind of refresh people's minds what it is, you go in there, you pay like $22, $23 a month, and you can rent a game. And you can go back that day, you can go back a week, you can go back a month from then. As long as you're paying your monthly fee, you can rent any game you want at any time. You pay like extra $2 more, you can also get a movie or a Blu-ray of your choice. It's a really sweet deal. It's my rental venue of choice. I've never had much luck with Gamefly. I've never had much luck with them. So this Blockbuster Video Game Pass has always been I've never had any problems with it either. It's been like smooth sailing from here on out. So one of the most anticipated games since the year started comes out, Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I'm ready to play. I always bring the game that I have currently with me to work on Tuesday. On my way home, I swap it out because Blockbuster, I gotta say, is pretty good at getting the games day one. So I go ahead, I get off of work, drop my game off, and say, okay, I need Marvel vs. Capcom 3 for the PlayStation 3 because my Xbox is in the shitter right now, so I need the PlayStation, please. Girl comes up. Oh, sure, okay, blah, 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 blah. Here's all your stuff. Have a great day. Okay, now I like to say that I'm a responsible young man, but I wanted to. I don't want to go home to sit on my ass and play video games. I want to go ahead and get some house stuff around. So I say to myself, okay, I'm gonna do some housework. I'm gonna help Megan around the house, help Megan with the dogs, and then at around 6:30, 7 o'clock, maybe a little 7:30 ish, go ahead and play the game. Right, this not be a total slob. So I do all the things that I set out to do, and it's around 7 o'clock. Dinner's made. I have me some dinner, some grilled chicken, some broccoli, and I'm ready to play. Pop up my PlayStation 3 fucking case, and inside the case is a 360 copy of Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
How does that happen on day one?
Does that fucking happen on day one?
How does it happen at all?
Well, I can see it ever, because they go through a lot of discs. I can see someone accidentally changing them, whatever. But day one, shit should be in the right case.
So I tweeted that picture and everything, and I said, Blockbuster deserves to go out of fucking business. So it's Thursday, 2 days later, and I go back, and I go to swap out my game, and I found out the news that, yes, that Blockbuster is, in fact, closing down in April.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
That's all you're doing, dude.
It's my fault. Blockbuster Corporate, they must have saw my Twitter. I know it's up there.
Yep.
In the annals of like what the Hoff and everybody else, but yeah, it was it's my fault. I'm sorry, Blockbuster.
No, you're not.
I'm going to enjoy your fire sale.
So
in
did
April.
You get the PS3 version after all this?
Yes, no? I have it. Okay, and good. We'll talk about it more later.
Yes. All right.
Jeff,
how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
All-Star weekend this weekend, boys. It's exciting. Basketball.
Yeah.
My boy DeMar DeRozan from the Toronto Raptors in the dunk competition, so all you guys got to watch and cheer for him.
Because that's all they got, baby.
Pretty much. But hey, it's something. It's something. But yeah, I'm trying to think. Nothing really exciting happened this past week, except for, of course, the release of MEC 3, which I was so hyped for, and it happened. But again, we'll talk about that later.
Yes, we will.
But yeah. Not so much happening over here.
Really?
Nothing. No new job opportunities here or anything like that. And I didn't have any retailers close down because of me, so can't really top that.
All right.
So I agree.
Not a whole lot. I mean,
electrocuted any dogs lately?
Electrocuted? No. I did my taxes. Hooray.
Awesome.
Fantastic, right? I switched out the hard drive in my PS3 again.
Cool.
So I've got a 500 gigger in there now. And yeah, that's pretty much it. So I won big at poker last night. That's about
good
it.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Where you play
I thought
poker
you do.
At?
Don't you do bowling on Wednesdays?
Yeah, we play poker while we bowl.
Oh.
Wow. What?
Does that tell you like how much people like poker, how fucking boring bowling is?
No, dude, that's part of bowling. If you
poker?
Get a spare, you get a card. If you get a strike, you get a
that
card.
That type of poker.
I thought you meant
like you guys are sitting there playing poker, like waiting for your turn.
No,
dude.
It's hand in hand. It's hand in hand. It's like, you know,
I like how you're just like, no, dude, like it's a known thing.
It's a known thing. No, it really is. It's like, okay, who just sits down and says, I watch porno? I just watch porno. No, it's like some guys are tactful. They're like, I jerk off and watch porno at the same
time. Yes, because like, they go hand in hand.
Exactly.
So does bowling and poker.
Say.
All right.
Exactly. It's literally the same thing, except one's in public.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's literally
a lot cleaner.
Thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Both involve you getting, you know, whipping it out. And
you're talking about the bowling ball, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure.
No, but, you know, we played three games. Show. I won all three games in the poker game. I had... My first hand was a royal flush. I'm sorry, it was not a royal flush. It wasn't a royal flush. It was a straight flush from 3 to 7 of hearts. And then my second hand was a royal flush from 10 to ace of hearts. And then my third one was a full house, and I ended up winning all three games. It was pretty sad.
Did you win all three of the bowling games?
We did. We won all 7 points.
All seven points, nice.
My teammate, who has the best average in the league, shot a 780. For people that... don't know, the highest you can get in a three-game series is 900, and he bowled a 780.
Damn.
It was ridiculous.
That's pretty. That's pretty.
And I shot 649, so I can't complain too much. So
that's not a bad score, man.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Cool. Let's talk about games.
Real quick. We haven't done it in a couple of weeks, man. Indus Bar. Where is it at?
I have the Castle of New.
The what?
The Castle
of
New.
The New Castle.
New Castle.
Yeah.
It's not old and decrepit castle.
That's right. It's the one and only.
It's a new castle. Yeah.
It's the one and only. It says it on the label. Imported from England. The one and only Newcastle Brown Ale.
Brewed in Marietta, Georgia.
That's right.
Jack Bauer said that to you? Yeah. Brewed in Georgia. I'm going to drink the Stella again, and then I'm going to possibly going to go to some vodka and water and lime juice.
Vodka.
Yes.
Vodka.
Vodka.
You like the Russian vodka.
Which means the rest of the night's actually going to go really well or terribly god awful. So we'll find out.
I hope.
Stay
for the
tuned.
Well,
Travis, what are you drinking?
If this is an inclination of how the night's going to go, I've been drinking since fucking 6:30 p.m.
Awesome!
Wow,
that's fantastic.
I'm feeling pretty righteous right now.
Is Megan home?
Yeah.
So you were just like,
she got home. She got home late. Listen to this. That's the sound of my empty bottle. I'm ready to get another one. Is it break time yet?
Nope.
No, but no. We just know it took you 3.5 hours to drink one bottle of beer.
No, yeah, it's been... No, actually, no. Other
Jeff, he likes to
drinking.
Pace himself, brother.
I like the slow. I like the slow. No, I have Speaking of bowling, I was drinking my bowling drink all afternoon. I was drinking Bloody Marys. I know it's not famous between you guys, but like, yeah, it's a good drink.
Does that go hand in hand with bowling too? Should I have known that?
Oh yeah, of course.
I didn't know that.
Well, fuck, Chris, what's wrong with you?
I don't know.
It goes with the porno and masturbation
size,
thing too.
11 and a half and a Bloody Mary. Thank you.
Okay, games. What are you playing, Jeff?
I'm playing lots of games. Not really lots of games. Basically, the only games I'm playing, I played some Magicka. Played some more of that.
Did you blow yourself up?
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, that is where that game is really fun. It's when you're playing with
other
people.
Did you blow yourself up?
Oh, and other people, and I guess it was myself, Blue Steel, Sangrita, and actually Schneider Tiger.
Did you play with Tom at all? I know he's been talking about that for a while.
Played with Tom yet? No, F-Flight Gamer guy. He's not on actually when we've been on. Not that I've noticed. He's a busy guy, but have not played with him. But this game, single player, it's fun for about like half an hour, and then it's kind of like okay. But you get a group of like four of you. That shit's awesome. It's just the fun of it is blowing each other up by accident or on purpose, and mostly on purpose in my case. It's a good game to kind of grief because you get these powerful spells, and there's this one called Thunderbolt, which basically is it's really powerful, but it randomly picks a target on screen. Like it kind of goes in the general direction you're facing, and then anything in there. I think it has to go with height because it seems to me like if there's a tree guy, it would hit the tree guy. If there's like a little dude and like one of my co-op partners, it would hit them, and they just explode into like a big ball of blood and guts and stuff. And we giggled every single time that happened because it was awesome. And just like, you know, pushing people off cliffs and stuff.
I got to get on that game. How much is that game?
It's 10 bucks.
On Steam, right?
On Steam, yeah. Ooh, it's good. There's a lot of people playing it.
I still have the demo, and I haven't tried it yet.
I'm going to have to pull that trigger, man. I'm hearing a lot of good stuff about that game.
It's good, and I would recommend using, unless you're really, if you can adapt to keyboard really quick and a lot of different keys on the keyboard, if you can't do that, I would recommend just hooking up a USB controller because it's mapped really, really well, and it's not, you can still pull off different, like, spell recipes or however you want to put it, like, really quick.
Right.
Getting the queue going, cooking up.
So what kind of kind of sell me on this because I've seen screenshots and it looks very like Diablo-esque.
It's Diablo without loot. Well, there is some loot. You can pick up different weapons and stuff. Like a fire sword.
Well, like, everybody looks the same though, right? Like everybody's a wizard.
Everyone's a wizard. There are different type of wizard outfits though.
Right.
Depending on, I'm not sure if it's depending on the color you pick or whether or not it goes with how long you're in the game, but I know there's a couple of wizards that have different suits than I do that I can't pick yet. So I'm not sure if you open them up like throughout the game or if you get them for getting certain achievements or whatnot. But yeah, everyone does pretty much look the same. You're basically a different colored wizard. And it's not an RPG. You don't get any stats. Like there's no like building up levels. So it's more of like an action game, really. It's like Diablo, take out the loot, take out the leveling up. And it's a very linear game as well. It's basically, I think there's like 12 chapters or maybe 15. And they're not really long. Like, I've only had two sittings in this game, maybe an hour and a bit each. And I think I'm on chapter 6.
Mm-hmm.
So roughly halfway through or something like that.
There has to be a decent chapter select, like, since this is, like, so heavy into multiplayer.
You know what? I don't know. When I made the game, I can only pick where I left off the last time we played. So the last time my character played anyway.
Right.
But I didn't really look, like I didn't go extensively through the menus, be like if I can pick a chapter by chapter or anything like that. So that I don't really know.
Yeah.
Can't
okay.
answer that one. But
well, I'm gonna have to pick it up, man. This sounds pretty interesting.
For $10, yeah.
How does combat work? Like, because I know there's a big co-op
component,
emphasis on this game. Like how does that work?
The combat is basically this. You have, you have the six elements, and you combine them in different ways to create different spells, like fireballs, water shields, or like meteor showers, thunderbolts, etc. And you basically combine them with the different elements. So they're basically key presses on the keyboard or directions on the right stick if you're using a joypad. And then if you click the right trigger, I'll go by control system, like the pad, because that's what I'm used to. The right trigger is basically a concentrated blast. So if you pick like fire and say lightning and click the right trigger, it'll shoot out kind of like a wave of lightning and fire that's constantly coming out kind of like a flamethrower from your staff, and only goes out like it's got a certain amount of reach on it. If you click the I guess it's like, why? You'll cast a spell on yourself, which in some cases you wouldn't want to do that because it'll cause damage.
But in some cases you wouldn't want to do that? What is the case where you would want to do that?
Well, you can make spells like haste and shit like that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, like haste for healing yourself.
Yeah, they're not all attack spells.
Yeah, and if you're, like, say you're wet, if you cast lightning or someone else casts lightning around you, you get damaged. Yeah, exactly. So if you're wet, you cast fire on yourself to dry yourself up, and then you heal yourself.
So what is wet? Kind of, like, if you're wet, is like it slows you down or something? Or?
It does slow you down a little bit.
Okay, okay.
As well. Yeah, so there's a little effects to everything, and you can cast stuff on yourself. Area of effect, so you click the left trigger, it'll, like, make an area of effect type spell. Right trigger is a concentrated spell, and then and you can also cast it on your sword. So if you, like, fire and lightning, you cast on your sword, so now your sword has that that ability. So it has fire and lightning on your sword while you're hitting people. Which you don't really use melee too much in the game, but it's kind of cool. Little neat thing to have.
Neat.
Yeah, it is really cool, and it becomes chaos. Like, the screen gets filled with enemies, and everyone's running around. You got to keep track of where everyone is, because next thing you know, you're casting some spell, and you know someone walks through it, or, like, you cross the streams. Like, someone might have lightning while the guy's shooting water, and the two beams hit each other, and boom!
So is it consistent, like, with all the area effect spells going on, is it consistent friendly fire going out through
the
entire
friendly
game?
Fire is always on.
Really?
There's
no
way around it.
That sounds so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
You, like, I might have to buy that.
You say that now, and then you start playing.
No, it is
fun. Like,
to you by your own
but
player.
To me, it sounds like the developers made that with friendly fire in, with all this antics in mind.
Oh,
so it makes it
definitely
fun.
That's what, like, and you have to play with a mic, because, I mean, I could not, like, playing this game with everyone just kind of muted wouldn't be the same as everyone's reaction and all the kind of trash talk that goes on. Like, you know, someone's, like, trash talking someone, and someone blows up the other person with a lightning bolt, and then everyone just starts laughing, and then, yeah.
I
guy
see
comes
that,
out, what the fuck are you laughing at? And boom, blow that. Yeah, it's
really
pretty cool. It's
game.
Definitely, it's a good social game. It's kind of like, and it moves at a pace where you don't have to be too frantic about anything, really. So it's kind of like, you know, you can just kind of chat and have your own discussions or whatever, and then, well, blowing shit up. It's really cool. And I love the voice acting, even though it's in, like, a bunch of different languages put together. It's really funny. It's awesome. But, I don't know. The other big game, of course, is Marvel vs. Capcom 3. So I don't know if we want to hit that up now or wait a bit.
Your call, dude. We can hit it up now if you want.
We probably played
it more than either of us did. So
yeah, let's talk MVC. Because we did it on the stream yesterday.
Yeah,
on Tuesday, I guess.
Tuesday,
Good turnout. A lot of people were interested in the Marvel vs. Capcom and the hardcore.
Hardcore, yeah.
Which I also played, but I'll save that for later. But it's my thing with MVC 3. So I was playing at a GameStop, like, last week, I told you, for like a week and a half, you know, practicing combos, playing the computer, and playing some random people that would come in and want to play that really didn't know how to play the game. So I'm like, all right, I'm ready. I got some combos down. Let's do this. I get home on Tuesday. I'm like, all right, throw it in my PS3. Hop online to a lobby of, say, I think there's like five people, I think. And first person I get to fight is Anatech.
Oh, that was probably demoralizing.
And I think I hit him three times. So I was like, fuck this. So then Aces actually made another room, because the problem with MVC 3, I'll just get this out of the way now, there's no spectator mode, which is terrible. Like, you're just waiting.
I heard that it's coming March 1st.
That's rumor.
That is total rumor. That has not come from Capcom at all. There's a DLC thing coming out on the March 1st, which is like costumes and stuff like that. So people are kind of speculating that they might patch it in. I don't.
Yeah. I don't know. Honestly, something that much of a change. How do you patch that in?
Yeah,
that's my
that
thought.
Easily.
How do you patch that? It doesn't seem like it's possible.
I have no clue. And I mean, the same kind of rumors went with Street Fighter 4, and it never happened either.
Yeah. They had to release another retail game.
Exactly. A year later.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm kind of doubting the ability to do that. My hopes are not up.
Yeah, I'm being very skeptical of stuff I hear. Until it comes from Capcom saying, like, hey, because if it was coming on March 1st, why haven't they come out and said it? Because everyone would be like, okay, cool, it's coming out. And then the reviews can say, hey, it's not in here, but it's definitely coming out March 1st, because the March 1st rumor was even before the reviews started coming out, so
yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, so if there's like more than four people, you could be waiting like 20 minutes, sometimes more, to get a match in. So, and it was before the stream, so I wanted to play some matches. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go make another room. So Aces did that. I joined Aces, so I'm fighting Aces, and like, Aces got the game today. I got some combos down. You know, I play a lot of Street Fighter, and you know, and He just started the Street Fighter. So I'm like, okay, this is his first versus game, and he destroys me the first round. I'm like, what? Or the first the match? I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And yeah, so my first night of Marvel vs. Capcom, not that great. I realized a few things. One, never play a fighting game on a pad before going to a stick, because then that's like ridiculous to get used to in the first place. And two, the years of playing Street Fighter and going to play this game on a stick is just really awkward, because you find yourself, your muscle memory mainly, going for buttons that aren't even in use in Marvel vs. Capcom 3, and you just can't help it. It's just like, I guess it would be like, Travis, you playing Call of Duty for like a year, and then playing a first-person shooter that has a totally different control scheme, and jumping into multiplayer. And
yeah, I was actually a good example as I was playing as Ryu today. And, you know, some of the stuff is still there. Some of the stuff, like, you know, a quarter circle and an attack, towards your opponent, he'll do the fireball. Quarter circle away, he'll do, you know, his spinning kick. Some of that's still there, but it's like, okay, you know, the first couple of buttons will do a fireball, but the last button won't do a fireball. Like, the fierce button won't work a fireball, but the last button, the fierce, will do a spinning kick. It's like, whoa, how does it work? Like, it throws any knowledge you have of especially if you feel that you're good at Street Fighter, or at least have some knowledge in Street Fighter, it throws it out the window. It lets you know early on that forget what you know, because the way moves work, even with Capcom characters that you've been playing with, you know, in the last, you know, year or two, the moves that you use, the way you string combos together, it's a whole different beast. It's
totally different. Well, all the special moves for the Capcom characters are pretty much exactly the same. It's just that there's only four buttons now. There's low, medium, high attack, and then your special, which is your launch, which I'm guessing that's probably what you mean when you say you hit the fierce, because the fierce isn't really fierce. The fierce is launch, which is basically just launches the character up in the air. If you're in the air, it smashes them back down to the ground.
Oh, there's a light, medium, heavy, and
light,
then a special.
Medium, heavy,
and the special
and then
launches.
A special. Yeah.
That's what I just said. I said the special is the launch.
But it's not really the heavy.
That's what I said. That's exactly what I said. I said Travis, because he said when you do the fireball motion, he said it comes up for two of them, but when you hit the fierce, it doesn't come out. And what I'm saying is it does. The heavy does throw out a fireball, but the button that doesn't is a special launch button.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that you might be getting the two mixed up.
One of the top three buttons, like if you're playing on a stick, one of the top three buttons does not throw a fireball.
Well, default in the top third, if you're playing the default layout, like did you change your buttons around or no?
Yes.
Okay, so if you have them low, medium, hot, heavy, they will all throw fireballs. But if you put one of the assists there, that won't, or if you have the special.
Unless
or
I was
the
doing the quarter
launch.
Circle wrong, dude. I'm telling you.
Trust me, dude, it works. He's got low, medium, heavy fireball and hurricane kick and shuriken.
I mean, I'll believe you. I'll be like, you probably played more than me for you, but like, it's just the fierce was not working whatsoever.
I don't know what the deal was. The layout is so awkward too, because the three buttons, I went through like five different setups. But anyway, the first night was a mess. Like, playing people online, I'm like, oh my god, I should be doing so much better. And then I guess you kind of got to accept that this is totally different beast than Street Fighter 4.
It is.
Even more so than MVC 2, because I was talking with Jason. He was having the same problems I do. Like, I guess we're too kind of like technical in how we approach a fight, where Street Fighter is more kind of reactionary. You kind of, most of the time you wait for, if you're not being totally offensive, you wait for a screw up or something like that, and you know what you can combo into, what works and what doesn't work.
It's a chess game.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a chess game, yeah.
Marvel, there's so many different variables. It's, you just got to know kind of how to get. Street Fighter is knowing the combos, and there's a few ways to get into them, whereas Marvel is, okay, you can know the combos. Good for you if you know like a 55-hit combo.
But
if you don't know,
it.
Yeah, it's if you don't know how to get into it, then good fucking luck. And that's what I found, that a lot of people, if you're on like a base level where you didn't play a lot of Street Fighter or in other fighting games, you just go in and just like, I hate using the term like mash buttons, stuff like that, but you're not thinking that way. You just are probably way more relaxed and can pull off a bunch of shit that comes out of your ass and just do pretty well.
I agree.
So it's like,
100%.
Yeah, the second you start thinking of all the other variables and like start trying to play it like Street Fighter and not, I don't know, then that's when you find yourself being like, what the hell's going on? Because you can fight someone who doesn't hit you with a single combo, but they're just good at getting out hyper combos. This is going to sound weird because it's combo and hyper combo differentiate, but basically supers. I'll refer to them as like supers or ultras in Marvelous Capcom. Like you can throw out a lot more random ultras in Marvelous Capcom and hit people, or like a link from a jab, you can get into a hyper combo or an ultra with, where in Street Fighter that's basically not possible, unless some cases. So people can do that way more often, and when you're not thinking that way, you're thinking, well, that shouldn't be able to happen, you're not expecting it, you're just going to get your ass kicked.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah, but I spent the entire next day, I booked off work, and just kind of going at it and trying to practice different ways to get into combos, and I did a lot better the second day, like way, way better. So, but I'm enjoying it. It's definitely kind of humbling because I was getting beaten by people I usually don't lose to fighting games to, and just getting frustrated. Like, I was like, oh, this is what it's like to start a fighting game from scratch, basically.
Now you know how I feel.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's exactly what it is. And I'm not going to get, like, it's some of it I do think it's reactionary and just how much stuff you can remember and how much time I think I'm going to have to put into it to get really good. And there's just so much in this game. You have to worry about, like, assists. You have to worry about your hyper meter. You got to worry about the level of your hyper meter. What kind of assists work against certain attacks, which ones don't work against attacks, which like air combos you can do, which how to counter the air combos. And it's just so much. It's so overwhelming. Yeah. I even got the strategy guide, and I was looking through it. And I'm like, oh, my God. I don't even know where to start.
Did you try any of the missions?
Yeah. I did some of the missions.
That's one of the things that I started doing is I started going through some of the missions with Arthur. Like, he's the guy that I want to use. Uh-huh. And like, I got to a certain point, and it's just, like, putting together, like, 18 things, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm not doing that. It's not going to happen.
Well, this is the problem, I think, with the mission mode is, and something that Capcom doesn't general. Like, that, it's the same thing as the trials in Super Street Fighter and Street Fighter 4.
They're not realistic combos. They're not things that you're going to do, like, in the middle of play.
Well, they are. I think the Marvel's Capcom ones are way more
realistic type
combos that you will use in a game. Yeah, because there are some combos that aren't even in there that are just as complex. Like Marvelous Capcom 3 is way more lenient to linking stuff into other moves. So it's almost like kind of like custom combos, but not really. If you know what moves can follow each other, you can link a lot more of them together than you could in like Street Fighter. Because the game's just meant to be like that. It's meant to juggle people. It's meant to have like high combo number, like high number of hits, low damage is basically the whole point of the game. So that's fine. The problem I have with the way it does the missions is it goes from very basic moves for like the first two or three to craziness. Like it doesn't teach you like a good five hit combo. It goes from like do these couple three special moves
and then all of a sudden
and
you're
then
doing
nail this 20
combo
hit combo
that does like seven hits.
Exactly. Yeah, it goes
okay.
From like,
I have worse problems with the mission mode though. Like I was playing with Wesker today and trying to learn his moves, and they're telling me to do moves, and I'm like, okay, well, I don't know what that is. Like you're not giving me a command.
Yeah, that's another.
Like you're just giving me a word up top, so I have to press pause and go back to the command list. So that's clunky as hell as it is. But they're giving me names of moves that are not even on my list.
Oh, well,
whatsoever.
You know what you can do? Maybe you went if you hit start.
Stop playing the fucking game.
Well, no,
it's ridiculous.
They need
to build a better fucking they already built a superior looking training mode and not superior. Well, superior to this, but maybe not perfect. But it's way better than what it is in Marvel vs. Capcom. But they put it in Super Street Fighter 4. So why didn't they just copy and fucking paste? It's
they
worse.
Kind of did. You just went
no,
to the wrong
they did
area.
Not.
If you let me finish here. If you hit start. And instead of going to command list, there's a thing that says
mission objective.
It gives you the exact motions of all the things you need to do. The problem with this is it doesn't overlay that on the screen, which I wish it did. That would be cool. So it just has the motions of the moves, not just the names. But yeah, don't go to the don't go to the command list because that you're just going to be filtering through shit. You're not going to find some stuff. Just go to where it says objective or mission objective. It has it the same listing it does on this left-hand side when you're in the actual mission, except it shows you the actual motion and the buttons to hit, not the name.
Well, it goes to show how clunky it is, still how impossible.
Oh, no, I agree with that. I'm just
like
yeah.
It's not streamlined. Like, in Super Street Fighter 4, it's there already. Like, they know that we're just going to give it to you.
Oh, yeah, I know. They took a lot of step backs.
Right there. It's just...
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So, yeah, it's there, and I could have seen it, and I didn't, but it should have been there from the start.
Well, you know, I totally agree with that. They took a lot of step backs there in the terms of that mode. And I wish there was a mode that actually taught you how to play the game, like showed you, instead of being like, hey, do this combo, more like, hey, this is what a advancing guard is. Now, do this, like, I don't know, a few times in a match. Like, here we go. We're going to have this character jump at you and do this attack. Do this a few times in this match, and bam, there you go, pass. So it actually teaches you how to use the basics.
Right.
But it doesn't do that. It doesn't. You have to figure that all out on yourself, basically. And even some of those combos they try to teach you, it's the same thing with Street Fighter. Same thing Street Fighter had. It doesn't tell you the timing of anything. So you kind of, it's trial and error. And then eventually to the point where you're like, fuck it, I'm going to YouTube, watching a video, and be like, oh, that's when I hit the assist
button. Pretty much,
right. Okay.
Most of the ones I've just tried to figure out myself is because they, a lot of the, like, with Marvel vs. Capcom, most of it is like, hit, you know, you hit it as soon as you can. And a lot of the moves come out so quickly, you know, you can pretty much just go one after the other.
Mm-hmm.
Until you get like to some of the other characters, like what's the wolf from Okami? I can never remember her name.
Amaterasu.
Amaterasu.
She's got three different weapons, mm-hmm. and one of them is extremely slow. So trying to get that to combo into something, that's where you start taking the time to figure out what the timing is. Like, but some of the other things, like if you're going jab medium and then heavy. Most of the time, it's just one after the other.
Oh, that's just one, two, three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's, I don't know.
It's definitely good. A different monster.
It could teach people. That's what I wish they could do. Like, I mean, BlazBlue did a good job of doing it with those DVD video they had, which I thought explained all the different things and stuff. And maybe they didn't have time. I know Capcom, they didn't necessarily rush this, but I know they spent a lot of time giving this, like, tournament players to have them play it over and over and over again. And I don't know if they're just sitting on it and not throwing in different kind of modes and options. Because even the modes in the game that released, there aren't a lot. There's arcade mode, versus mode, and online. That's it. There's no, like, time attack or any kind of thing like that. So there's just, yeah, or trials and whatever. But, yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with it, except for it doesn't have that. Even, like, the second night when I was not as frustrated and doing pretty well, and I had, like, you know, I didn't have, like, Street Fighter. I kind of get addicted to where it's like I can play that till like 4 in the morning and not even realize what time it is. Whereas I can play this for a bit and it's just so stressful. I don't know if that's the case or it just gets me riled up even when I'm, like, doing well. If it's just, like, you know, I guess all my my senses are all going crazy because there's a lot of stuff happening on screen you have to pay attention to. And it just kind of, it tires me out after a while. Or just because I'm just getting old. My reflexes just aren't there.
Yeah.
It's probably both.
I think it's obvious that, Jeff, you're gonna keep on really, you know, burning it out and playing this game a lot more. I think that's
I will, but I don't think it's gonna go. To be honest, I think it's gonna be, for some people, it's gonna be more of a quick burn because there is literally a lot you have to know. Like when you get to like the other higher level stuff, and
right.
I mean, look how long like Jason, myself, like other people around the community put into Street Fighter, and that's just getting like one character down. Basics, this isn't like a three-person team, including assists and all this kind of stuff. And
yeah,
comboing
the assists is not easy.
No, it's not.
You know, one of the characters that I was looking into, I think I was using Trish,
mm-hmm.
actually had a combo. They comboed in one of the, one of your assists. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that comboing in that, that assist, it only works if it's like certain characters too.
Yeah.
So it's like Trish was comboing in Chun-Li. Well, I don't use Chun-Li.
Yeah.
So it's like, and that's the kind of combo that, like, in the mission mode that I don't think is necessarily valuable. Because how do you know what character, you know, what mm-hmm. assist characters that they're going to have?
Yeah, that's why I think this game comes down to more or less try out your own combos and see if they work. But to do that, you have to know how the game works.
Right. And a lot of it is figure out how to how to get in and actually start a combo.
Exactly.
You know, and that's where it really, that's where it comes in.
For new people too, like Street Fighter also a really game. If someone messes up in Street Fighter and it's two kind of, I guess, experienced players, there's punishes. You can punish like right away almost. The recovery time, even though there is recovery time and frames in this game, it's so much quicker, very much smaller than Street Fighter. So like you got to basically telegraph what that person's going to whiff and then start your combo and like get into it. But yeah, that being said, like I really do think I'm just going to kind of like I just have a hunch that after about a month or two, people will probably start to go back to Super Street Fighter 4. Just except for like the few that really want to really get into Marvel vs. Capcom. But I am really enjoying the game so far. Like I really do like it. if you're looking to play just casually to people who are roughly around the same skill or whatever, go nuts. You'll have a blast. If you're going into it as a new, like a noob, wanting to get good at it and expecting to be like something easy to pick up outside of just mashing out stuff and doing the basics.
Good luck.
Yeah, you're going to have to put in a lot of time. There's going to be a lot of time on your hands that you're going to be, you know, reading up on stuff or checking out videos and trial and error stuff and matches. But it's cool. I mean, I think they did a good job. I think it's a really good successor to Marvel vs. Capcom.
I had fun with it. I mean, so far, I haven't really played it much. I played it a little bit Tuesday, and I played some of the mission mode today.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much it. I'll tell you what, though, man. I would really like to learn how to use Aramatsu, the wolf, because... You know, I was looking at some of the shit that she's got in mission mode.
Yeah.
And I mean, she's got combos where she starts a combo, switches weapons mid combo, and does some more shit. And it's just like, dude, I just can't keep up with that
shit. I know.
You know?
Well, you guys both played it. Like, you guys did. We did some online. There's a little lag, especially with the streaming.
Right.
But did you guys actually like the, Travis, did you actually like the actual gameplay, though, when you're playing it outside of, like, mission mode aside? I was going to
give you my final thoughts and everything once we kind of came close to a stopping point, because I wanted to ask Jeff a question. I mean, Chris a question, because Jeff, I sort of asked you at first, like, you know, because you're going to be playing, well, I didn't ask, but like, you were going to be playing this game more than any of us for sure. But I wanted to ask Chris this question, and this will kind of lead into what you're asking us. Chris, really, realistically, man, how much of this game are you going to be playing by yourself? If
by
we're
myself?
Not in all the group setting, how much of this game are you honestly going to be playing by yourself?
Not much.
Why not?
Why not? Because I don't play fighting games by myself. I mean, but this has online multiplayer, so I mean, I'll probably be playing
How much online are you going to be playing? But you sitting alone in a room playing online, how much are you going
to
be playing?
I don't know. Depends on how many people are around to play it with.
I'm going to predict
the future. I'm more likely to play this game online than I am Street Fighter. Because
I'm going to predict the future for you. It's going to be not much as well. Because I'm going to be in the same boat, and I'm going to tell you why. I am just straight up not going to be playing this game past this week.
Yeah.
Ever. I can see. No, when we're in a group setting and everybody's playing it, I'm not going to be the only person not playing the game. Yeah, I'll jump in and I'll mash for a couple of minutes until I lose. But I am not going. I know I don't have the time, so I'm not even going to attempt to find the time to try to train to be somewhat decent in this game. It's pointless for me. It is just, there's no point.
It's a realistic thing at this point too.
Yeah, there's too many games to play. We got Killzone out next week. I'm going to turn in Mass Effect. I mean, not Mass Effect. What the fuck am I talking about? Marvel vs. Capcom 3 to get Killzone. So there's no point.
Yeah.
For me to even try to be. I mean.
That totally makes sense. And the thing is, I double dipped on this, and to tell you the truth, like, I double dipped this because I might not get Killzone next week. I'll probably have to wait like the week after, or maybe 2 weeks.
Right.
But I honestly, that Tuesday night, I considered trading one of the games in or bringing it back. I was like that hum. I was like that frustrated. Like, oh my god, is it really going to be like one of these games where it's like total uphill battle?
Yeah.
And that's me who like I love fighting. Yeah, but I
exactly
love fighting games though. Like, even back when we left Street Fighter, like you guys did like the Scrub Sports stuff and did some tournaments, but you guys, like, in terms of time you put in, it'd be a comparison like Travis with me and like Call of Duty. Like, I can play Call of Duty, but I play it for like a couple weeks and it's like, then everyone gets ridiculously good at the game and that's when I don't play it anymore. And that's what I feel like the same thing might happen with. Well, Travis is saying it's going to happen with him. He's like, yeah, after this week, that's it.
My thing is, I have a feeling that I'm going to be playing mostly with, you know, with you guys. Like, I'll be playing with, like, Jeff and Jason and you know, that kind of thing. Just because I know that, you know, anybody who we know from VG Evo, I mean, I don't have no problem going on there and get my ass beat because I know it's going to happen. The good thing about this game is
I don't have time to say, okay, I'm going to go online and get my ass beat. Well, this is so totally turning into a commentary about fighting games than it is NBC now. But, like,
that's the thing, though. It's like, for this particular game, getting my ass beat doesn't really matter as much to me. Because I don't know why, but because it's so frantic and, like, so much shit is going on and it's so flashy and fast, I don't really get frustrated with this game.
No.
I don't know. So, I kinda, so you know what I'm going to say? You did get frustrated with me on the stream. The first match we played.
And I was getting frustrated at Jason's. I was getting pissed.
Like, I was playing, you got mad because you were like, oh, well, you don't have to go all out or whatever, because, like, I had you in, like, some combo, and I was doing pretty, I was like, oh, finally I'm hitting my combos. You did get kind of upset. So there was the usual, like...
Oh, you mean the time when you took out my main character in one combo and I didn't get a chance to do anything?
Well, exactly.
That was more of a, like, a joking jab than it was me getting frustrated.
Okay, because I thought it was home. I was going to say, because if that got frustrated, that is what this game is.
No. That wasn't frustrating, because I know that kind of shit's in this game. Mm-hmm. You know? And I mean, I understand that the Versus series is broken. I mean, I'm not going to... It doesn't really bother me much, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to see a character in this game that I could connect with as much as I did with, like, Sabretooth in X-Men vs. Mm-hmm. Street Fighter. Because in X-Men vs. Street Fighter, I had Sabretooth down. People were afraid.
Yeah.
You know? And that was the thing. And I don't know if I'll ever get to that point with a Versus game again, you know? So, mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see.
Cool. But yeah, before we go too long, I like the game. I think it's awesome. I'm going to put a lot more time into it for at least another week or two, and then decide whether or not I think I should keep putting time into it or just keep it where I'm at. But I'm liking it, and if you like the Versus series, definitely pick it up. It's a good sequel, I think. It's 11 years in the making or whatever, but I think they did a really good job. And so far, it is only a couple days, but it's every character seems at least kind of decent. So...
I was actually surprised that Arthur works as well as he does. You know, because I thought he was just going to be, you know, hey, we're just putting him in here to have another Capcom character. But he's actually pretty effective. And, I mean, he's really good at keeping people away. You know?
That's a pain.
It is a pain. But, they balance him out. He can't dash or anything. And, you know, he's real slow. So, you know, they do a pretty good job with balancing things out like that, it seems, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And the characters that are fast, they do a lot of combos, they don't do nearly as much damage. So, I think they did a good job.
Cool. I'm sure we'll talk about it again next week.
Probably, after we get a little bit more time on it. I want to get online with you one day and just, like, work with shit and figure
yeah,
stuff
dude,
out.
Yeah, dude, that'd be cool, because, like, I got the combos down. It's the when to do them and how to stop people from doing shit.
That's the thing. I mean, there's so many different ways that you can chain shit in. Granted, getting in is probably one of the hardest part, but also not letting someone get in is also hard.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a catch-22 in a lot of cases.
I definitely want to talk about this more with Jason, too, so maybe we can do maybe even like a spin-off, like just kind of like a pace at the end of the show kind of thing. Or you know what? I might even think maybe we'll do like a one-stop Scrub Sports Center and bring out that or something for like one episode and talk about it, because it was really interesting the way that other people were viewing the game on day one and the way that Jason were viewing the game. Because I had no idea. Like, I actually thought he was kind of making fun of me because I didn't see him playing it after a while after the stream. And I went to 360 after a while to play with some people because the lobby, the PS3 crowd, they had like two lobbies of like five or something. And I'm like, that's too much. So I went to 360 and then I saw Jason wasn't online anymore playing it. So I'm like, hey, dude, you're not playing anymore? And he's like, you know, it's like I'm getting old. Like, he just went into this whole thing, and I was like, that's funny, because that was the same shit I was saying, and I thought that he was, it was just really funny how we had like the exact same view on day one, but day two.
That game will make you think like you're getting this too old for this type of like fast action.
Oh, exactly
like,
what it was. But the next day, we both kind of had like a little bit, I wouldn't say a full 180, but we're definitely, discussions on like email and stuff are like, we're definitely warming up to it and understanding things a little bit more, adjusting our game.
Cool.
But other than that, that's basically like the last 2 days, that's all I've been playing. Like, I literally played it like all day yesterday.
So you still didn't beat Dead Space 2?
I still have not beat Dead Space 2.
Son of a bitch.
I know. It'll be beaten by next week. For sure. Maybe the week after. I'm going to try. I'm there. I'm right there.
Put down the fucking fight stick and just play the last 2 hours.
I only have
of
like three more chapters. That's it.
You have an hour left.
No,
those last three chapters fly by.
I'll bang it out on the weekend then.
Bang that shit out, son.
Word. Travis, what have you been playing, man?
seeing all the news from last week that we had, like, you know, with the Darkness 2 coming out. Mm-hmm. So I went to GameStop and bought the Darkness for like $5.
Did you play it before?
Yeah, I played it before. Okay. But I was like, I wanted to like fly through it again, see, you know, just kind of remember the game. Because it's been a long time and there's a lot of shit that I've forgotten and everything. But wow, yeah, that game was made in 2007, for sure. Like, there's no doubt about it. I don't think it holds up too well technically. Like, there's some
Unreal
games.
Engine? I'm trying to think if it is. I know everyone did look greasy, but I don't know if that was...
Maybe. Well, he's Italian. Wow, you racist bastard. Jesus Christ. Anyway, wow, what a bigot. Anyway, technically it doesn't hold up well. Like, that's pretty much my only gripe. Like, it's just like it doesn't hold up control-wise. And you never feel like you're in 100% full control of Jackie as you do in, like, a Call of Duty or Halo. Like, you kind of slip and slide a little bit. Like, even if you, like, kind of tilt the analog stick forward a little bit, he'll just glide in some odd way. Kind of like how, like, games nowadays, they give you that weight. And, like, you literally see your gun kind of moving side by side and swaying. Like, you just get a sense that you're that person. In this, you're, like, you're a ghost with a gun, and you're just, like... It's like gliding. Like, it just doesn't feel good whatsoever. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
I can
weird.
Hear that, yeah.
But that's kind of like the only issue I have with a game, especially this old. Because it's old, so I won't totally knock it. It's just the times the game was made in. Other than that, this game is just so good. It's brilliant. Like, the story is totally competent. One of the things that really got me in this game that I really didn't think about in the first time, because the first time I played this game was pre-BioShock, but like the presence of the darkness and how it gives you like this feeling of helplessness and like how like you have no control over what you're doing and like you just kind of feel like you're being forced to move
like
and make
Mike
actions.
Patton is like,
what's that?
Do Mike Patton's like, you will do this.
Oh, Mike Patton's brilliant. Like, Darkness 2, if he does not come back, I will think about not ever playing that game. I'm serious. Like, he is, like, so good at the darkness. But, like, the last time I felt like this was BioShock. I don't think first-person shooters are very good at doing this anymore since BioShock 1, because I don't even think BioShock 2 did this. Kind of like that feeling, especially going up to the big reveal halfway through the game, where you kind of feel like, okay, you're doing something. And then you get the big reveal, and it's like, wow, I have been so constricted this entire game, and I didn't know it until I found out the truth just now. And I feel like that playing The Darkness, because you know that you have no control over what you're doing. Yeah, you're controlling the character, but you really don't have control. Like, you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Like, you're not Travis, am not sitting here pressing X to eat hearts out of the person. That is the darkness doing that. Like, it's really cool. It gives you a feeling that, like, wow, like, I am not making my own actions right now. And it's satisfying to feel like that in a game. It's better in a day and age where you're just a random soldier X, or you're a regular space marine X, and you're just shooting bad guys. Like, it's so refreshing, even in a game made in 2007, to jump back in time and play this game and get that feeling. It's super refreshing. Really, really refreshing.
Yeah, I enjoyed that game quite a bit. Chris, you didn't play that, did you?
I did not, no.
You should probably... Yeah, that's an FPS you might enjoy. It's more story-driven than anything. Well, there's a lot of gunplay in it, but...
But aside from the gunplay, you also have, like, the supernatural side. You control the supernatural stuff too. It's like, it's great. Like, Chris, you'll have a situation where, say there's like three guys and they're all gunning. Like, cause if you're out in the open, it's kind of Call of Duty-ish where if you're out in the open enough, they're going to gun you down in like a few seconds. Like, you have to kind of like use strategy. So you have the darkness and you can either have the darkness out or you can kind of hold it in. When the darkness is out, you can see like the guys on each side. They look
like eels, like snake kind of eel things.
Right. They play as your heads up display as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what happens is like your first power is kind of like you can control one of the eels and he can like run up and down the floor, up and down the walls, hit the ceilings and everything. So since there's like three or four guys and if you step out, they'll gun you down quick. You can actually control the eel and like kind of like sneak around and kill the guys from behind and eat them and eat their hearts and shit like that. Like, and then like knock four guys down to about two or one guys, and then you can run out and shoot them and you know, finish the area. Like, it's really satisfying that you can use, like, some strategy like that. And later on, you get more and more powerful. Like, you have the demon arm. When you first get your demon arm, you can kind of, like, knock out lights because, like, your darkness, like, that's how it's powered by... You get rid of light to kind of, like, power back up in the dark. Well, that demon arm gets powerful as you move on in the game, and like next thing you know, you're picking up cars and throwing it at, you know, at the bad guys and stuff. Like, so it's definitely more than your run of the mill first person shooter. It does so much cool stuff. And if people have not played this game, you know, 4 years old or not, pick this game up. You can get it for $6 or $7 on like on eBay or GameStop.
It basically is set up exactly like Chronicles of Riddick as well, like Attack on Butcher Bay, like almost. The way the game is played, the way it's like, there's like kind of like not a hub area, but you know, you go traveling back and forth between areas and stuff like that. And the way the story's done, it's almost, it's literally the exact same. Actually, I don't think it's Unreal Engine. I think it's an upgrade between of that engine.
No, it's Starbreeze's engine. That's what it is.
Starbreeze's own engine. Created, yeah. Which I can't remember what the engine was called, but yeah, it's good. And Chris, you played Butcher Bay, right?
A little bit of it, not very
much. Oh, what's wrong with you?
I don't play first-person shooters.
I think The Darkness is way better than Butcher Bay, even the remake. I really do.
I'd have to go back and play them again, but they're both really, really good, in my opinion.
And then the last thing I have to say about The Darkness, before we move on to Chris, is that I don't understand how other first-person shooters, or just other games, period, cannot... Yeah. Do a better job at making their loading screens as good as The Darkness.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, the loading screens in that game are awesome.
Are brilliant.
So good.
Yeah, pretty much what it is. It's your main character doing like a quick 10, 15, 20 second monologue.
Yeah.
And that's hiding the loading in the game.
Yeah. They do get repetitive after a while, but that's like later in
it's
the game.
It's better than a loading screen.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is. Like, I love it. So why in other games have not done this? I don't know. It better be in Darkness too, because it was really cool. And no one else has done it, so it needs to be in Darkness too. So
it should be.
Why not? But that's all I've been playing. That MVC3, you know, the normal stuff, Chrono Trigger, during when I'm trying to get tired to go to sleep, and more Front Mission 3. But other than that, that's it, man. Chris, what's up, dude?
Not much new over here, based on besides what we talked about. So played obviously Marvel vs. Capcom 3. We talked about that a little bit. I played a little bit more Valkyria Chronicles. I played Phantasy Star Portable 2, actually, a little bit. What else did I play? Played some more Contra. Well, I'm sorry, Hardcore Uprising.
It's Contra.
It's Contra.
You can say Contra.
It's Contra. Yeah. I ended up getting to the last boss of this
game.
Is
it Contra, though? Sorry.
It's Contra.
It's Contra, yeah.
It's Contra.
I don't think to it. I'll get to that when I put my impressions, but... So you got to a boss, the last boss.
I got to the last boss of the game, and he basically handed my ass to me several times. It was hard as fuck because it's one of those boss battles where you're actually falling.
Constantly falling?
Yeah, you're constantly falling, and you're trying to jump on debris that's falling with you, and then, you know, if you get hit, you fall to your death. And, fall to your death, kind of annoying. Kind of annoying.
Always annoying. Yeah.
And a little cheap. Just a little cheap. but besides that, I mean, the entire game was just brilliant. I mean, I loved all the set pieces that they laid out, you know, from, there's an entire stage where you're riding on a train and stuff like that. And there's a highway stage, which I actually kind of hate. There's like caves that you go through. There's a tower that you climb. There's actually a scene in the tower stage where you're in an elevator shaft and both of the elevators get blown out. So you are clinging for dear life to the side of missiles as they fly through the
elevator
shaft.
That's a staple of like,
it is kind of a staple of Contra. Yeah. So, a lot of those Contra staples are there, and you know, they did a good job with the game. Really, really having fun with it. I'm going to go back and I'm going to try and beat that freaking last boss because I want to be able to come away and say that I did it.
So it's how many times have you tried to do it?
I've tried twice now, and he's pretty much destroyed me. And the thing is, it's like, you know, the final boss.
Twice isn't that bad.
You fight him. There's three forms. There's three different forms on the final
one
boss.
Life per form. Like, I mean, like if you die, do you go? Well, I know there's continues and you have extra mends like that. But if you're dying, you go right to the beginning.
If you die, you pick up right where you left off. But if you continue, at the beginning of the boss battle.
Okay.
And that's where Rising Mode comes in, and you've got to get, like, you've got to power yourself up to have 9 lives to actually get through it. Mm-hmm. Now, the one thing that drives me nuts is, like, in the in the screenshots that Konami gave me from like their press kit and stuff, there's one screenshot that has Crystal on there with like 32 lives. And I'm like, how did you do that? Because that's the only way I'm going to beat this fucking last boss.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, it's, there's that, the whole fall to your death thing is kind of fucking annoying. But besides that, I mean, the game is pretty damn brilliant. You know, I enjoyed the hell out of it. What did you think of it? You said you played it a little bit. Did you buy it?
Yeah, I downloaded the trial. I have not pulled the trigger yet. And the reason being is just because I don't want to put on my credit card. I want to actually go buy a points card, which I totally forgot to do today. But I'll do it tomorrow. Love it visually. The style is awesome. I'm just going to say, Capcom, get Arc System Works to do the Strider game that I'm waiting
that totally I know that you're going to do
for. Yes, just please have them do it because I love the art style for sure. The only thing is, this is why I felt I know it is contrary to the core, like that is what the game is, but to me it felt slower and a little bit more like Metal Slug because the enemies, especially in the first level, take more than one hit to kill.
If you use Bahamut.
No, I was using the girl. Oh, wait. Was I using Bahamut? I don't know.
I noticed that too.
I use both. I use them both, but I can't remember.
What do they give you? Do they give you arcade mode, or do they actually...
They give you both. I played the non-arcade mode.
So you played Uprising?
Said that. Yes, yeah. I played Uprising.
If you use Bahamut, it takes two shots to kill the regular enemy. Mm-hmm. I noticed that too, but Crystal, I mean, she starts with one less life, but her regular gun...
Is one hit?
Is one hit, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just felt the game was a lot slower than
it
past
does feel that
games.
Way at first. Yeah, the first stage especially, it feels that way.
Like, yeah, I thought aesthetically, like the way, like the size of the characters and everything, and music and stuff. It was like this is Contra, but the way it felt while playing it, I was like, it's kind of Metal Slug with like no melees and stuff, which kind of was annoying because the enemies move so much faster than you in some cases.
Yeah. I brought up Metal Slug during the stream.
Yeah,
I was like,
you
I kind of want to play Metal Slug
oh,
right
nice.
Now. Yeah, I'm gonna chime in with my 2 cents on this game. If I had an Xbox, I would have bought this on Wednesday morning.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a total blast.
Yeah,
it's fun,
especially
dude. It's a lot of fun.
No, I'm buying it for sure.
Yeah,
I really 100%. Had a good time with that game. It was really fun. Like the shooting was competent. Like you kind of get in those very you kind of get like flustered like in the only way you can get flustered in like a shmup or something. Like you're like, oh my god, there's bullets everywhere. I gotta duck, jump. Like I've played a little bit of Contra in the past, not too much, but like a little bit of Contra. I played like maybe halfway through the first Contra, but like once it hit like the Genesis and the Super Nintendo, I've never touched those. But like I never had that sense of like stress in like the original Contra. You either die or you're jumping around. Like in this one, like jump, duck, stop, move, shoot, jump. Like you're doing all kinds of stuff, and it's like almost like it's stressful, but it's like exhilarating.
Yeah.
Like
no, I hear
like,
you.
It's really fun. Like I had a blast. I'm serious. If my Xbox was working, I would
have
bought it Wednesday morning.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
Yeah. They did it. They what was I gonna say? They definitely gonna buy it for sure. And I didn't play the one on DS. I played it like very, very briefly.
Contra 4? I played it like 3 times and I was done.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think anything much of it. The last one I really played was Shattered Soldier.
For PS2?
For PS2. Yeah. And I really liked that game. Like I liked it quite a bit.
Was
actually.
That a third person game though?
No, it was side scrolling, but it was all done in 3D.
Okay.
Like it was all 3D, like character models and backgrounds. So basically, like the backgrounds and some enemies in this, but even your sprites were kind of 3D. So
you
it kind of reminded me a bit of this. But a question I got to ask you, Chris, because you're the land boss. Because reviews in this game are everywhere. They're from like anywhere from like 8 and 9 to like C-.
If you
like
look at the
6.
Okay, yeah, I noticed that. Today, like I went to 1UP's page and 1UP had it as a C-. And it's like the biggest thing they said about it is that
it was difficult.
It was like difficult. It was like, it's like Contra is difficult, dude.
Exactly.
This is,
but you didn't find this any out of the ordinary than Contra. Like,
no, this is not. It's not out of the ordinary difficult for a Contra game. I mean, it felt the same way.
So that's my worry. My worry is okay, if it's going to be harder than like Contra 3 or like Super C or something like that, then I might be like, oh, I'm never ever going to see this whole entire game ever. But if it's like on par with those games, I'm like, I did it back in the day. I can freaking do it now.
I think with Uprising, it's easier. With the Uprising mode, it's actually
easier. Well, because you get checkpoints and leveling up and stuff.
Right, exactly.
You know what? I'm going to buy this on break.
Yeah.
Chris,
hit that unlock button.
You played a lot of this game by yourself, and then you've watched Jason and I play it. Do you think this game scales with multiple people playing?
I don't think it does. I don't think.
Really?
I think the difficulty factor is the same with multiple people, because I saw, you know, when you guys fought that first boss in the desert. I mean, you took him out a lot faster together. You took him out a lot faster than I ever did.
Right.
Yeah. So I mean, I think that like the actual like damage that enemies take and stuff like that is pretty constant across, you know, whether it's on co-op or one single player.
Well, not just damage that the enemies take, but like there were certain times where Jason and I was playing like halfway through a stage and I'm like, wow, there are a lot of enemies here. I can never imagine playing this game.
Oh yeah.
With
it's
this
the
many
same.
Enemies. Really?
Yeah. It's the same.
Hmm.
It's no different, dude. It's the
wow.
same. So it was a lot easier playing, you know, the thing that was more difficult playing multiplayer is that since we were using the same characters, I was getting confused about which one was me.
Right.
That's what made the multiplayer a little bit more difficult at different times. But I mean, this is kind of what annoys me. It's like everybody bitches about wanting games to go back to their roots and shit like that. And then a review comes out,
this
like the one from 1UP. Yeah. Then
yeah.
A review from 1UP comes out and says C- because the game is too difficult. Fuck
yeah.
You. The game is Contra. That is the way this game works. And, you know, I read that review and I was like, all you're doing is bitching and whining about how hard the game is. You know? So I don't know. I read GameSpot's review too, and they gave it a 7. I think it's pretty on par. So, you know, I mean, when I my review is up, and I gave it a major distraction.
Major distraction.
So four
yeah.
out of it's a 4 to 5. It's got some problems. You know, the load times kind of suck between missions.
Yeah.
You know, there are the cheap shots, and the falling to your death does suck. The voice acting sucks. You know, besides like the first stage, the music doesn't really, you know, grab you in it at all. You know,
yeah.
So I mean, it's got its downfalls, but the gameplay and the visual style is spot on, and it's exactly what it should be.
A lot of reviews have said it's the best Contra they've played in years.
It is.
So I'd say it's probably disregarding the DS one, and I'd say there's been a few probably since Shattered Soldier.
Shattered Soldier, unless you count Rebirth, that was on the Wii. Shattered Soldier is the last one that came out.
Oh, okay.
I think.
And then it was the 3D ones before that.
Yeah, which...
Or
yeah,
like the top-down, like... Yeah, those are crap.
Honestly, the last Contra I really, really cared about was either Contra 3 or Hardcore. So the Genesis and the Super NES one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I have 4 on DS, and I, you know, now after playing... You know, Hardcore, I might go back to it and try it a few more times. But, you know, it didn't grab me nearly as quickly as Hardcore did. And I think a lot of that has to do with just the style of it, you know, the overall visual style of it. So I don't like to call myself a graphics whore, but the graphics are definitely what drew me in just to continue to play this game.
It's good.
Oh, yeah.
It's good looking.
And I'm glad I have my
sprites, man.
I'm glad I have my 2 1/4 D TV now.
There you go.
it really makes the game pop.
I'm sure it does.
Cool.
Let's see. Besides that, I played a couple new minis that hit that were part of PS Plus. I played Vector TD, which is basically a vector-based tower defense game. It's a tower defense game. That's all I'm going to say about that. They also had Hero of Sparta, which was the most asinine and horrible attempt to rip off God of War ever.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
It's kind of ironic.
It is, and it's made by Game Loft, and I swear that when
one
they,
of those Game Loft games.
Yeah. I swear when they actually made the name Game Loft, I think it was just a typo. I think they meant to say Game Lift. Because that's all they do is lift ideas off other games.
Yeah. Okay.
So
yeah, they have that Uncharted game coming out.
Do they? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they have a game that's literally Uncharted.
They have one that's like StarCraft too. It's pretty
really?
Bad. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's Game Loft's thing. That's their shtick.
Seriously, it's like, it's horrible. The frame rate is ridiculously bad. The combat doesn't work. It's even down to the QuickTime events. It's got QuickTime events in it. I played it for like 10 minutes and I was done. I was like, I am not suffering through this anymore. So that was that. I played some more Pac-Man Championship Edition and DX. And yeah, I think that might be about it.
Hmm.
Yeah, does it for me. So I would say let's do some news, but I mean, do we really have anything to talk about? Is there anything out?
I don't know. There's been a little bit of news.
Well, if we're going to stick with the kind of the theme, there's people have cracked the code, Marvel's Capcom 3, and it turns out that Jill and Shuma-Gorath are actually on the disc.
Not 100%, I heard though, right?
Well, there's apparently I haven't seen the video. Apparently, there's a video of people playing with them. So kind of remember when Soul Calibur 4 came out, and remember how each console had the different one had Yoda, one had Darth Vader.
Yeah, yeah.
And then someone cracked the code, and there's a video of someone playing Darth Vader on the 360 and Yoda on the PS3.
Yeah.
Apparently, the same thing happened here.
Okay.
So who knows? And also, two other characters that, again, rumored, but in this code of the game, Dr. Octopus and Frank West from, what's it called?
Dead Rising.
Dead Rising.
Dead Rising, yes, thank you.
And we've seen screenshots of Frank West in the game, so...
Yes, that's right. So this could very much be true.
Yeah.
And Dr. Octopus would you know, kind of make sense, but where's my Gambit and Strider, bitches?
Yeah, they took out Strider. What's that about?
Yeah.
Gambit was everybody's favorite in X-Men vs. Street Fighter. Awesome.
You know, I never used Gambit in X-Men vs. Street Fighter.
Oh, I love Gambit.
I was all about Dante.
Strider I can understand, because there hasn't been a new Strider game since freaking Crisis of Cowboy, so...
I was when I played X-Men Street Fighter, that was the last one I played regularly. I played a lot of Sabretooth, a lot of Charlie. I played a lot of there were a few other characters that I dabbled in.
Cool.
But yeah, I mean, it was, you know, I'm trying to find that group of characters that I can really attach to in this game, and it's rough.
Yeah.
Anything
still
else?
Still a lot of news. A couple of things that I have. Bungie.
Got a little leakage about their upcoming game. And this is actually news to me. I saw this link on a site, and I totally was like, oh, I got to click on this, but oh, I got to do some work first. And I totally forgot to go back to it. So fill me in, Travis.
So it seems
give me
to be
the
like
news.
I'm going to drop
news-alize
this knowledge.
Me.
You ready? I'm going to newsalize
educate
you.
My
you
shit.
Ready? Oh, I'm going to buzz you right now. You ready?
Here do it. Is. Oh, I played You Don't Know Jack. Awesome
know,
game.
It's
That's
great,
all I'm
right?
going to say. It's so
so
fun.
Yeah, MMO shooter anyway, coming out by Bungie.
Codename Destiny.
Okay, not starting off strong.
Dynamic world. No, fuck yeah, that sounds great.
I'm talking about the name. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Well, it's just codenamed Destiny.
Yeah,
No one knows what
Project
it's going to be
called. Project Dolphin didn't sound good either, but, you know.
Yeah, but look how that system turned out.
Yeah.
A first-person shooter, MMO, dynamic world, ever-changing world, like, I'm sold. Where can I buy it? Can I have it now, please?
So Bungie's making another first-person shooter. There's a surprise.
It's not another first-person shooter. That's the thing.
It's not. It's kind of like what's that one? The Dead Island. Is that what it's called? The one that was.
Yeah,
just
that trailer.
The
trailer that set the internet industry
on the
video game industry on fire, and no one knows how that game is going to play.
No, not at all.
Everybody has pretty much deemed that game like pretty much game of the year. Game of the year, Dead Island. You can
but
count
zombies
it.
And like
Well, no. I'm not gonna let the zombie thing jade me. I still love zombies. I'm not completely, you know, done with zombies. I definitely want to play more zombie games if they're good, which may lead us into more news later on. But I gotta say, Dead Island it intrigues me. Like, you know, first person shooter, but kind of RPG elements.
And who's making that?
I don't know who that is, but
I'd pull it up.
They make a hell of a trailer. I gotta say,
they make a hell of a trailer. Nice.
But the screenshots
so
they released a little bit
all over again.
It could be. It very well could be. You know, this game could be trash. Who knows? But like open world, island setting, first person shooter, RPG elements. It's kind of speaking to my heart.
Yeah.
I like the direction they're heading, and the game they released. I think it was either Joystick or Destructoid released like 5 or 6 of photos. The game looks great. The in-game shots look really, really solid. So I think this game does have what it takes to be something pretty interesting. There's even more zombie news. Telltale, everybody knows Telltale. You like Telltale, Jeff?
We do. Telltale's good.
Why not? Back to the Future was kind of
level. I haven't played
one
of the games in a long time, but
well, Back to the Future. I messed with that demo. It's fun. It's good. They're very upfront with the source material. Like, they're not like if they say we're going to do Back to the Future, they're going to be really honest with that lore. If they're going to, you know, so they're really good at doing stuff like that. They officially announced that they're going to be doing two more type of intellectual properties. One being The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing The Walking Dead.
More zombies. Yeah.
More zombies. And then they're also doing, from Vertigo Comics, they're doing the Fables.
I don't know what that is.
Series. Fables, it's really interesting, actually. Jason could talk more about
it. Are we going to be able to reach out and touch someone?
No, it's a little That's better not... than that kind of fable, especially oh, the third okay. one.
This is the graphic novel you're talking about?
Yeah. Pretty much what Fables is, it deals with various characters from, like, the fairy tales, like Snow White, Big Bad Wolf, Prince Charming... Little Boy Blue, things like that. You know, these kind of like little random stories. But, you know, they refer to themselves as fables. But they've been forced out of their homelands by some bad guy that's like kind of conquered the area. So they travel to our world, New York City, and they've kind of like developed like a little community of all these fables in the real world. And it's pretty much the story of them living in real-time America. And it's really interesting. So Telltale has taken that intellectual property, and they're going to put that into video game form the way only Telltale can do it. So a couple of really, really interesting titles coming out by them in the next couple of years. I'm really hyped about that. And Fables cool. is a big people in the comic book industry love Fables.
My wife loves them. Absolutely
yeah, Lisa
loves them.
Lisa Oddbit loves them. I think they have a Fables poster framed up in their house. Like so,
yeah, it's
I know
sweet.
Lisa will be all over this for sure.
I would agree.
Yeah. Any cool more stuff. News?
I don't
have anything else. So.
Alrighty, let's break this up.
Yeah, let's take a break. When we come back, we're gonna do we're gonna talk about your emails and voicemails, and we're gonna do new releases and a new question of the week. So stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Sounds good. It's time to wake up.
Distractions would like to publicly thank our many sponsors, kind and caring souls such as nobody. Really, it is fine. We will be okay on our own. Thanks anyway. If you need us, we will be turning tricks on the corner to pay our hosting fees. And now back to the show.
And welcome back.
You welcome back.
Whew, this beer is hoppy.
Your face is hoppy.
So was my basketball game. Oh.
Oh, that was horrible. All right, so today we're doing emails and voicemails from you guys, but we're going to do it a little different this time. We're going to go ahead and get new releases out of the way.
Yep.
What do you guys think?
Hey, bring my boy out, my homie.
Have another.
I've been drinking.
So as Chris alluded to last week, East 1 and 2 Chronicles is out for the PSP this week. Now, much like the previous two East PSP releases we just had, this one also comes in some sort of fancy special edition. The other big RPG out this week is Radiant Historia, which is from Atlas, and that's for the DS. Now, this is a sort of a time-traveling RPG. Some people have likened it somewhat to Chrono Trigger, although I believe that's not actually very true based on the way it plays. But anyway, it looks pretty damn fine.
Yes.
And that one also comes with, if you get a first edition of it, it comes with the CD soundtrack. So that's pretty sweet.
Big
the 360 is getting a Dreamcast collection, which has four Dreamcast games, most of which are already out on download, so which makes it kind of redundant. But anyway, you get Sonic Adventure, Crazy Taxi, Sega Bass Fishing, and Space Channel 5 Part 2. Don't know why they put the second Space Channel 5, not the first one, but you know, whatever. And if you happen to live in Australia, you can pre-order it at JB Hi-Fi and get a vinyl record, much like the Mega Drive collection had. But that really doesn't apply to many people, so, you know, whatever. And we also have a couple of shoes coming out this week. So first up, we have Bulletstorm for the 360 and the PS3. So I guess you can go around calling people Dick Tits or something. And if that's not your thing, then maybe Killzone 3 for the PS3 will be.
Dick Tit Pete.
Looks like Microsoft's house party is continuing, this time with a Bejeweled something or other. Don't really care. And finally, The Blob 2 is out for everything but the PSP. I mean, the original title on the Wii was actually really quite good, so this one may be worth looking into.
Pete
and
Rose.
And that pretty much does it for this week.
Cool. All right. So now is about the time I would fill in the gaps. Mm-hmm. But he didn't leave many gaps to fill in.
No, he didn't. No.
The only thing that's left is Knight's Contract. It's apparently coming out on the 22nd.
It does look interesting. I've seen some videos. Kind of like a God of War type thing in medieval times.
Okay.
That's a gist I got from videos anyway. But not that the hype machine needs anything to be there, but usually when a game like this isn't really being talked about, it's probably, who knows. I'm kind of interested, though. The videos do, it does look kind of cool.
I've heard a few things about it. I'd like to hear more.
Yeah, pretty much the same boat I'm in. I don't know enough about it to kind of plop down my pre-order $5.
Cool. Well, that is your new release list, so do we have a pick of the week?
Oh, hell yeah, I do.
Radiant Historia, let's move on to emails.
Killzone 3.
Really?
Hell yeah, dude. Killzone 2 was awesome.
Radiant Historia. Lock
that
it down.
I'm interested in that, too, actually. I might have to pick. Well, I don't know. I might get nothing, considering that's...
I think I'm getting nothing, but if I had to choose, I would probably choose Radiant Historia.
Yeah, I know you would.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you play it on the plane at MGC, buddy.
Sweet.
There you go.
If I don't already
really
have it.
I'm just joking. Fuck you. I'm playing that shit the whole time.
All right, let's do shit. Travis, I know you got some emails for me, man. What do we got?
Oh, we got plenty, my friend. First one comes from Rob Ferris. He says, hey, guys, a quick question from your slightly friendly Brit Rob. If it came down to a zombie apocalypse and you were locked in a basement... of the non-rape variety. No. With the rest of the Indus crew, who would you eat first and why? Cheers, Rob.
That's a weird question. I'd probably say Travis if he's talking a lot and being annoying. Like, knock him out and be like, all right, let's eat him. No, I'm just kidding, Travis. I love you, buddy. I guess...
You hate MVC3! We're gonna eat you.
I would eat Jeff.
Yeah, of course.
I would
you
eat
would.
Jeff. Hear me out. People are asking why, Travis. Why? I'm gonna tell you. The reason why I would eat Jeff would be you get a little hint of a little taste of
bacon?
Syrup, little syrup.
Yeah.
And get a little fat back bacon on that.
Yeah.
Get a little bit
yeah.
of that Canadian fat back. Oh, dude, I'm all about that.
Hell yeah.
But is that hint of maple that really
hint
does
of
it?
Maple.
You're like, wow, that's genuine Canadian right there. Like, you know what you're eating, so and you're gonna be satisfied. It's
the problem
Jeff.
Is my back ain't fat though, man. So you're gonna have to look up for something else because you ain't getting the pure Canadian back bacon because that shit's got to be juicy.
Well,
you're just gonna
be
disappointed.
Can we move on from the cannibalism question, please? Really.
Well, until you tell us who
you know
you'd
what, let's
eat
just
first.
Throw it. Like, you know what, the two guys, like Nico and Glenn.
Well, Glenn's all bones. Like, I'm not.
There's not much left to eat, man.
I'm picking Chris out my teeth with Glenn's bones. Is that a Podcast Weekly cover right there? Pretty
oh,
much.
God.
Right there?
God.
Let's send that to Jack right
what
now.
What was it? The Jeep got revenge this week.
Yeah,
Glenn,
yeah.
PS Nation versus Jeff.
Oh shit! All right, let's go.
All right, Nick. Oh, well, go ahead and do a V-mail, man. V me.
Hey, I can do that.
Why not?
How about this?
Hey, this How about is Mike PSN08.
My
I'm just
penis.
Calling for a general question. If you guys didn't talk about it yet, the Super Bowl, the halftime show, I'm sorry.
Who?
What the fuck was that? I'm sorry, I do not get into something that sounds like shit. What's her name? Fergie or whatever the hell she wants to be called. First 5-10 seconds, could not even hear her voice. I think the whole thing was a complete disaster until Usher... of course, was flown in. That might have been okay, but
he was flown. It
flashed it good on there from Guns and Posers or whatever the fuck the group was called.
Velvet Revolver, right?
My question is, what would you like to see for a halftime show during the Super Bowl?
A basketball game.
I rather saw the Olay or whatever it's called from the whatever PAX or whatever. I would have rather seen that. But, yeah. Or how about a 20-30 minute video game live concert?
Final Fantasy cutscene.
A short one. That would be awesome.
Metal Gear Solid cutscene.
Yeah.
And then put Killzone 3 right in the big ending. End it with a bang. I can just see what the former President George Bush would say if he saw them hell games.
That's
like
pretty cool.
I got to go call Obama up and tell him we got terrorists coming over here. We gotta go get these terrorists. Bad guys, these hell gas, yeah. We gotta go get these hell gas people. We gotta go find out where this hell
bomb
hell
those fuckers.
Is on the map. Gotta be in the Middle East. Tell Obama to go shoot it. We need to go get some nuclear weapons to go fight that lightning gun. And these are nasty, bad people. These are bad guys that are coming after us. I get to see it. But, yeah, honestly, the Super Bowl, to me, was a fucking goddamn debacle that should not have happened. It just, I don't care. It just never gets any better. It just seems to get worse every year. Unless you put something good in there.
I see what you did there.
I don't know. Like I said, video game live, oh, that would have been awesome. To me, I would watch that. But watching what I saw, Black Eyed Peas, if they put them on their third year, forget it. Super Bowl ain't going to be watched anymore. I don't care if the Packers get in it. Oh,
the
by the way,
show?
Yeah, Packers won, yeah. Dude. Take that, Steeler, and stuff
and
it down your
pipe. He might change the channel for 20 minutes.
All right, this is Mike, PSN08, signing out.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, let's talk about the halftime show.
Actually, can I give
let's
props real quick
minutes.
First?
For what, sorry?
I want to give props real quick first because
yeah.
Mike is a good sport, dude. Because Tuesday oh. night, dude came in the chat on the stream and he goes, "Hey, this is my penis 08."
Yeah.
He is a good sport, man. So yeah, so halftime show was ass. I kind of turned it off and didn't pay attention. Of course, I didn't really pay attention to the game at all because
I
really didn't
it.
Care about the teams in it. So mm-hmm.
I watched it all. Like I
Same.
Okay, the halftime the game was great. I thought the game
was
fantastic.
Game, but the team
yeah.
I was going for won. So hey,
yeah.
what up?
Hey, yeah, you bet money. That's why I was rooting for the Packers. I was like, all right, yeah. well, I don't want my boy Jeff to lose any money. So,
but yeah. I like the Packers, and if anything, you got to root for your conference. I was rooting for the NFC, but halftime. Show specifically, yeah, you know, I was kind of hyped for the Black Eyed Peas performing at first, mm-hmm. Because after the whole Justin Timberlake, Janet Jackson showing her titties on national yeah. television in front of like you know 100
hey,
million
hey,
people,
that was a wardrobe malfunction, Travis.
Whatever, dude. I think that's what they should be bringing back.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah,
put boobies
titties,
on national TV. That's what I'm talking
back.
About.
That's what the NFL needs: titties.
That's right.
So, but after that happened, we got like the Rolling Stones, the Who. I gotta
hey,
say, Prince was
good,
was pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah,
I
Prince
love
was pretty
Prince.
Cool.
Seen him live though. That's quite the spectacle. But you get the Black Eyed Peas, the first really, in terms of. The times the most relevant band since the whole Janet Jackson Justin Timberlake thing, and I was hype about that. I'm like, good, the NFL's finally opening up and saying, okay, enough time has passed. Let's go ahead and go back to what's relevant. And it didn't work. It could have worked, but it didn't. I don't know what the issue is. Mm-hmm. With the Black Eyed Peas live, but
they
I've
didn't
heard a
rip Fergie's shirt off, and she didn't show any boobs. That
I get, two things. One, the sound thing was a problem because it's not their fault. This is obviously the sound.
It was the
yeah,
audio.
That was
yeah.
that's yeah. That's not
that guy
problem.
Will never have a job again.
No,
ever.
No.
Whoever was the audio engineer there, he's done.
He's done.
Career's over.
Yeah.
He's.
Secondly, I will give props to Black Eyed Peas where it's due is they actually sang the song. It wasn't a typical
yeah.
pop thing where they threw on a track
and they voiced
it. And
yeah, they
were
synced it.
Well, no, they were. They
on
was,
the other end,
they had the backup voice vocals going in the song.
Oh,
a
they did.
Bit.
They do. Every concert has that. You have
yeah.
to. But I mean,
yeah.
you could tell they were actually singing because they weren't like
yeah.
dancing around like maniacs and out of breath. But that being said, they weren't singing that well. It was more like shouting into the microphone. And I'm sorry, when Slash came on there, it was awesome. When he started "Sweet Child of Mine," once Fergie started singing it, I was like,
it was horrible. Ooh. Then she started doing like the fucking snake like Axl Rose dance and started
yeah.
singing like.
Oh.
Are you serious? I missed
yeah,
that.
She did. Yeah,
like she started
did.
Trying. She literally tried to sing like Axl Rose.
Yeah, it was.
And it was horrible.
Yeah,
I was like,
Rose
wow.
Like,
I was like,
dude,
Megan,
rough,
is the
man.
I was
that's
talking
rough.
To Megan. I was like, is the Puppy Bowl on? Please go to Animal Planet.
If it is,
right
let's
now.
Change the channel. Seriously,
like, it that was really bad. We almost
I was
changed
for
the channel.
Fear Factor or some shit like Playboy Fear Factor. They had that one year. That was awesome.
You know you're going to get some boobs there. No, but like then Usher came on. Usher actually was pretty solid. Like
no,
all of this
Usher.
Stuff, even
yeah.
Will.i.am was pretty solid there too, because he wasn't like so reliant on his like vocoder and like, you know, like messing with his voice with the auto tuner. But yeah, it was just a really lackadaisical performance altogether. Like they were really given their all, but it's like they could have been more tactful. Yeah, I don't know. Like I can't like.
It kind of sounded like they were hired to do the shit. They had like one like 20-minute rehearsal, and we're like, okay, go. Like when it came time to do it, it was just kind of.
I feel that. Now, do you know the Black Eyed Peas were the Black Eyed Peas before Fergie ever got there?
Oh yeah, well they were kind of like a corporate band for the most part. They just she was in a girl band for like the longest time.
No, but pre Fergie, they were like on like. They started out like on Ruthless Records. That's the old record company. That's the old record company that put out like Bone Thugs and Harmony and shit like that, like back in the early 90s. But like they moved on to I can't remember the name of the label they moved on to, but like just the three guys, Will.i.am and the other two blokes, like they ended up like having a really really good underground following. And like if you go back and look at their pre-Fergie stuff, like it's really really good lyrics. Like I'm not a big rap fan, but like they have stuff that would challenge Mos Def and Common, and like melodically, like their music is just really really good, not just their lyrics. Like really look into some of their older stuff. Black Eyed Peas pre-Fergie is brilliant.
But Fergie's what made them blow up though, unfortunately.
Oh, I wouldn't blame it on Fergie. It was just like they added Fergie.
Well,
like Fergie adds nothing but that female pizzazz to the band.
Well,
like
you can ask anyone, writing. Though. Have you heard of the? Do you know a Black Eyed Peas before Fergie?
Yes, I owned a Black Eyed Peas band.
You do because you have the Bone Thugs and you probably did. But I'm saying the mass market people. If you ask them, do you know who Black Eyed? Do you know a Black Eyed Peas before Fergie? I guarantee you, 90% of them will say no.
No. I didn't hear of the Black Eyed Peas back in the Ruthless Records days. That was like early 90s. No, I actually got it from 311.
Mm-hmm.
Chris in the song Come Original, Black Eyed Peas come in full range. And I was like, who the hell are the Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah, the Black Eyed Peas then didn't have Fergie.
Exactly. It was just the three guys. Yeah, I went back to – it was 99, I think, when Come Original came out. And I went back to just, okay, who are these Black Eyed Peas? And I went back and I found those and I was like, oh, wow, this is really good shit. And I started listening to them like right at the turn of the century. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, well, their old shit's really good.
I'm talking about Black Eyed Peas. And
hey, it's open bar, man. It's open fucking bar. This is what we do.
It's not an all-nighter, though.
Sure, why not?
All right, Travis, how about another email, man?
All right, this one comes from Oliver Bernardo, a.k.a. Be Wrong. He says, hey, just wanted to send this again. It's a previously question of the week email that he sent a long time ago, and we forgot to read, so here it is. I just received a PM from Travis that you guys changed the question of the week, so I thought I would be dropping an answer since it actually was a quite interesting question. I have been listening to you guys ever since episode 2030-ish, and I think that there are a lot of unforgettable moments. Maybe almost everyone will be pointing out the first I guess he's talking about the unforgettable moments of Indus itself. One of the most recent ones I could probably bet that Jeff made was the bet that Jeff made about Mass Effect, and how about for almost half a year you would notice that he himself was losing hope about even winning that bet. It was a real big surprise when it was announced to go back up there. It was even an unforgettable Lady Gaga performance by Travis. Also, Liam's birth was big news as well. Yeah. With each episode, Chris was giving us updates on how Crystal was doing ever since they confirmed that they were having a child. With Jason, I have two things to share. One of them was the announcement of him leaving the audio portion of the podcast.
That was a very sad day.
Until now, most of us are still looking forward to another episode with Jason as one of the hosts. And the other one? This is probably the most memorable in this moment for me personally. Jason throwing hundreds of F-bombs towards Jeff for something I totally forgot about.
That was something kind to do with the Game of the Year show for 2009.
Yes.
That's where that was fuck you came from.
Albeit fun. Yeah. He says, albeit fun, that was kind of disturbing and funny at the same time.
Didn't we get an indie stat on that? Number of times F-bomb was dropped in that episode?
It was like 100 and something.
Like 139 or something like that.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And I will say that is the only reason I did not stick up for Travis this year with Brotherhood. Because I was the one who was like fighting for Assassin's Creed 2, and I'm the one who got yelled at. I'm like, this is Travis's jam. I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. I ain't sticking up for this guy again.
You see the kind of trouble you caused Travis.
Hey, Jeff, you'll always stick up for me. Don't deny it. Always. Sorry for the long email. I still have a lot in mind, but don't want to hog it all of them. Of course, well, I don't want to hog them all because you still have tons of indies. Fans that will surely read about this. Keep up the good work, guys. Be wrong. Love you a long time.
Thanks, Be Wrong.
Thank you, sir.
We have a lot of. I mean, real quick, one shot favorite moments. Big stuff.
Oh, dude, you're gonna put us on the spot like that?
Real quick, boom, in your face.
Man, I think I've said this a million times, but in terms of since we started this, I think my favorite moment ever was the first time I met Chris and Jason, really. And that was at Terry's basement.
Basement bash.
Bash, like in 2008, 2009.
All three Indus hosts on the same bed spooning. That was it right there.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's nothing to do with the show per se, but since we started it. Like on the show, it's hard. I can't really pinpoint a certain moment where I was like, oh shit, that was the best thing ever. That was like the best.
I have to admit, after going back and, you know, we were talking about adding something to the show recently, and we were talking about it on email today. And after going back to this particular show, Scott's Business Futon. That shit was funny, man.
Yeah, that was really funny.
And now we're getting more of that stuff, too, with the whole, hello, this is my penis thing. And
That's
good stuff, man. The Google Voice transcription shit is funny.
Yeah, I think we have something going there. We might be adding on to that, courtesy of our buddy Indus Rhodey, maybe helping us out with some cool stuff.
One of the other ones that I've got is, I can't remember exactly what was going on, but there was a situation where Jason like had to turn off his air conditioner in the middle of the show, and we ended up not cutting it out because it was just too funny, and we decided to leave it in there. And yeah. It's like, no, shut the fuck up, we're gonna keep going.
Yeah, actually, that reminds me of one thing. Actually, I was kind of disappointed it wasn't an episode zero. Was when, because it was just really funny, because it was I can't remember if Travis was on the show. It was before or after Travis came on, but I know it was Jason, Chris, and myself talking about something, and you referred to Gutsman as Gutsman.
Gutsman.
And it was funny because you said Gutsman, and then like literally 5 seconds later, Jake's like, whoa, wait a second. Did you just say what? Gutsman?
I've
Gutsman.
You know what? Fuck you guys, because I've actually gotten responses from people privately in email that says, I say
bullshit.
Gutsman too. No, I have. I've gotten like two of them.
It's
I've gotten like two
man.
People say that to me.
Well, you know what? Then they're just as retarded. Like, I'm sorry, but it's every character in Mega Man has been a man, man. So why would Gutsman be?
Because Gutsman sounds stupid to me. That's why.
It's like you're watching DuckTales, and it's like, hey, it's Scrooge MacDuck.
Scrooge MacDuck.
Isn't that what it's called? Is it Scrooge MacDuck?
No, it's McDuck. Like,
I'm kidding, dude. You know. Jeez, shut the fuck up. Kiss my fat ass. Let's move on.
God.
Okay. Please play a voicemail. I'm dying here.
Hey, what's going on in the Red Distraction? It's me, Boba Fett, the greatest bounty hunter of all time. Actually, it's me, Nabajin. Hey, what's up, guys? This is the question of the week. If you ask you anything, I got this question for mostly. Yeah, this is pretty much for Jeff. I just finished my playthrough of Mass Effect.
You mean Mace Effect 2?
Okay. I finished my playthrough of Mass Effect 2. And of course, I listened to your spoiler show like right after that. You know, I enjoyed it. Great. Awesome. Thanks for tech. What the hell, Travis? Anyway, Jeff, I wanted to know your end story since you had to leave kind of early. I didn't know, like, Well, Jeff, Travis kind of gave the clip notes of it, but, you know, I kind of want to hear actually from your mouth your in-story, how it turned out for you, and you know, and Hooja and Hooja Bang. I don't know if you put that in there too. I know you were going for Miranda, but I don't know if you actually got there. So, you know, yeah, just give us a little morsel of that. That would be awesome. So, yeah, that'd be awesome. Hey, and I'll see you guys at MGC. Hang all the Citadel. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That's some random black moment that Jacob said in Mass Effect 2. I don't know where, you know, that was like choked out a character. You know, weird. Anyway, later, guys.
Thanks, Navishan.
That's my that's my MGC roommate right there.
Yeah. Oh, did you guys get that hooked up?
Yeah,
cool.
All right, well, I think we're working.
It's working,
on it, but yeah.
All right.
He's a good dude.
I'm not sure exactly how much we can say here, Jeff.
With what?
Well, he wants to know what your end story was for Mass Effect 2. I don't want to.
Well,
fucking
you can
spoil
say
it.
Who died. I mean, yeah, everybody knows.
Everyone
that
knows that people die. So
yeah,
who did you get with, and who died at the end?
I think we had to leave exactly. It's been almost a year. It'll be a year this weekend, I think, when we did the spoiler show. Because I'm pretty sure.
How do you fucking remember that? Holy shit.
The reason why I can kind of remember is because I think the reason why I had to leave early is because I was having people over for the NBA All-Star stuff the Saturday that we recorded. So that's why I had to leave, because like, people were going to be showing up, and I was like, I can't really be sitting here doing this while people are over. I'm pretty sure that's the only thing I can think of, because I remember people coming over and would have been around that time. Because I only have people over on All-Star weekend, so that's it, once a year.
Okay.
But no, I'm kidding, obviously. But end stuff. Definitely hooked up with Miranda.
Okay.
Things might be awkward in 3 if things carry over, because I totally hooked up with Ashley in 3.
Yeah, that's my bitch. Yep,
totally.
You mean
I think
in 1?
She's a bitch, so I'm going to kick her to the curb. I'm going to keep Miranda. Or
seriously?
Or new. Yeah, Miranda.
Dude, Ashley's fucking boring.
No, you know, no, fuck you. Ashley would appreciate
she's
you
boring.
More. And Ashley would appreciate
looks like
you.
A dude.
She'd appreciate you.
I actually was trying not to hook up with Miranda, and she pretty much friggin' jumped me in the first
How
one.
Do you do that? Because you really got to go down that path of cut.
I don't know. I was trying to like steer myself away from her because I wanted to get with Liara, and it just didn't
really
work out. Yeah.
Because that's one thing with Mass Effect that I find is kind of when you're hooking up with a relationship, it's basically you could totally go for the things that are going to get you in the sack with them or not.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you were trying to play like you didn't want to get in the sack with her and still end up that way, because you really, like, especially Miranda, you got to like say all the right things, which is basically like the top.
I think I went that way like inadvertently at first, mm-hmm. and then realized I did it, and then was trying to back out of it, and
no
it was too late.
Yeah.
Hey Jeff, yeah. You're right, dude. We recorded the, well, actually I should say we posted the ME2 show on March
11th, 2010.
311
day.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so it would have been the same shit. That's
so seriously, crazy. How can you talk so bad? Seriously, it looks like a dude. Ashley looks like a
dude. I'm just no.
I mean, she's a really good cook, but she's not ugly. She's a beautiful woman.
Don't worry, Ashley has good things. That's fine.
Right, sure. Night out.
Yeah,
you're gonna
racist,
tell me
whatever you like the racist.
No,
that's
the bullshit. No, you're gonna tell me that when you're waiting in the for the loading inside the elevator, you weren't turning the camera to look at her ass. You're gonna tell me you weren't doing that?
I did that with Miranda. I didn't do that shit with Ashley.
There were no elevators in fucking ME2. Shut
up. You could still point the camera at her ass though.
Yeah, but not like an elevator.
Because it's really that much different.
All right, well, back to the question.
Who'd you lose?
Who died?
My end thing. The first time I lost, what's his name? What was the Geth guy?
Legion?
Yeah, Legion. I lost Legion, lost Jack.
I lost Jack, too. Oh, it hurt.
I lost everybody who I saved from being basically turned into paste. Remember, you rescue them, and then you have to send somebody back. And remember how I told you guys?
Oh,
the big
you lost them?
Yeah, well, I lost them because what happened was I was talking to somebody, or Tony came in, or somebody asked me a question, and when the whole dialogue thing came in, like, would you like to send somebody through here to help them go back? I saw basically said, would you like to send somebody, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, I don't want to send anyone from my party because I pretty much think I need everybody, but I didn't realize it was escorting them back. So I picked no. And they all died. So I since went back to my other save and rectified that because I was like, no, I totally would have sent
your entire
back
crew
them.
Died.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god,
my entire crew outside of like my party members basically died. Yeah, plus Legion, plus Jack, plus I think Morden might have ate it too.
Oh,
I can't remember.
Oh, that hurts, dude.
Pipes.
That does hurt, man.
But
I want to party
with
Morden.
I did,
seriously,
I did go back and rectify that because I'm like, I like Morden so much, I'm gonna restart my save.
You need your Morden, man.
Exactly. So that's pretty much how it went. Everyone else was pretty much good from what I can recall. Grunt might have died too. I can't quite remember. I'm trying to think of what room he was in, because I really didn't upgrade my ship a lot. So a lot of the people who were in the ship, where if you don't have upgrades, that died in the cutscene going into the mission, I lost. That's where I lost Jack, Legion, and I think Grunt.
Dude, I tell you what, man, I don't want to talk about this too much, but there were moments, every time I saw like a cutscene that like showed someone like a part of the ship getting hit or someone like in a firefight, I was like tense. I was like, no, don't kill my characters, please.
But you saved everybody, right, Chris?
I did save everyone, yeah.
Can I be honest with you? I think you almost did yourself a disservice not having at least one person die.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
that's why I want to play it through a second time, so I could actually...
It feels right. Like, I lost Jack and Thane, and they were both just tragic for me. Like, personally, they were just tragic to lose them. And I think it made my ending so much stronger than it could have ever been with everyone, like, living. It really made for a better ending. Because at the end, they actually showed the coffins, like, how many people you lost.
Ouch.
And it's... Oh, it really, really hurts. But it makes it stronger because, like, oh, I'm ready for game three. So, like, I've played halfway through Mass Effect 2 again, and I'm probably going to end up finishing it before 3 comes out. But no matter what happens in that second game, no matter how that ending shifts, that first playthrough is my canon playthrough. Like, I'm not going to deviate from losing Jack and Thane, no matter how much
I
love those characters.
It's like the playthrough that I did, that's the way the Shepherd that I created would have done things.
Yes.
You know? He was a complete paragon route, you know, so now I want to go through with my female Shepherd, who's a fucking bitch. And, you know, chances are, you know, she's the kind of person that would end up hating Miranda. And, like, actually being...
Well, the thing is, you can still save Miranda, even if you're a bitch to people and crappy. In terms of your party, you can still save them just by giving them the right operatives, what they should be doing during the last mission.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So, I mean, even if you're a bitch, you should still be smart.
You can still save everybody, yeah, as the Vanguard, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Not a Vanguard. What was it? The Renegade.
Yeah. Renegade, yeah.
Cool. Let's go to another email.
All right. Hey, guys. It's Strider2K99 again. Got a few simple questions, so let me get right to it.
Good idea.
Do any of you currently watch anime or used to watch anime? If so, what are some of your favorites? What are some of your what are some of the worst anime movies you've ever watched? As usual, great podcast. Keep up the great work and take care.
I used to watch.
Thanks, Strider.
I used to watch Dragon Ball Z.
Were you 5?
No, actually, I wasn't.
I'm just kidding. I know a lot of people like that. I can't get into it these days. I try to watch it. I'm like, what?
I can't now. I mean, it's, you know, when he's charging up, when you have a character that charges a fireball for an entire fucking episode, it's, you know.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not joking at all. It's fucking like when, and they have like everything is like broken down in the sagas, like all the series and everything, and the seasons. And during the Cell saga, I mean, fucking, I forgot what his name was. Gohan, I think it was, the son. He charges the fireball. He like goes to level 2 Super Saiyan and charges the fireball for an entire episode. It's pretty ridiculous.
Sounds awesome.
Absolutely.
I was never a big anime. I like anime. I'm not gonna lie. Like I got into it kind of like basically around when Akira came out.
Yeah, I mean most of the animes that like that we watched is probably anime that was on TV.
Well, it'd be stuff like what's it called, like Zoltron.
Well done.
Yeah, Voltron and stuff like that.
Hey, how did we miss that news, dude?
What
THQ is going to be publishing Voltron?
Voltron game, yeah.
Well, I like THQ, but Voltron never did anything for me.
Really?
Fuck you.
Really? Voltron was awesome.
I was too busy watching good shit like Robotech.
Well, there you go. It's on topic. Robotech's good shit. I liked Robotech 2, actually. But I think I was more of a Voltron fan.
Voltron was awesome. Cheesy, but it was awesome.
Yeah. More of a movie, like Ghost in the Shell, I thought was cool. Ninja Scroll.
Ghost in the Shell was cool, yeah.
GoGo 13, I watched one of those movies. That was pretty awesome because it had boobs in it.
We
I was like, oh my god, boobs and blood in a cartoon? Awesome.
We took We took like anime while at the game store that I worked at. So I did get a chance to like watch some obscure shit like Dragon Half or something like that. And there were some other stuff that I got to watch. But it's, weird stuff.
I watched some sort of the Berserk after the game came out, which is kind of backwards.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't actually watch any of it, but I know that it became really popular around that time when the game came out.
I never really got into it. I do enjoy it. But this thing is like if someone recommends me something, like, hey, like Glenn said, what was it called? Samurai something. It's pretty cool. I keep meaning to get that. This is going to bother me now.
Samurai something?
It was Samurai's, because I mentioned Ninja Scrolls. Like, Ninja Scrolls awesome. If you like that, check this out. It was like Samurai 13 or so. I can't remember what the hell, what it's called. I have the link to it in my email, but it looks pretty cool, and I want to check it out. It's going to bug me now. But anywho, I'm not really big into it, but I enjoy it. I'm just not an enthusiast, I guess. Travis?
Yeah, I mean, same with me. I mean, of course, Robotech, I love that, but that's kind of like the Americanized, like, that's pretty much the America's version of taking the Japanese art style and making it their own. But, like, yeah, Ninja Scroll, Ghost in a Shell, that was always a winner. You mentioned those and everything earlier. I learned about Doggy Style and Ninja Scroll. I mean, that's kind of random, but, like, seriously, I was like, wow. Like,
are you serious, man?
Look at the way he's mounting that girl. Like, I mean, I was like, what, 16 when it came out? I was like, oh, you can do a girl that way? I don't know. Like, anime is always weird. It was always hit or miss with me. Like, the really good shit, like the stuff that you mentioned, Jeff. What are some other good things? Like, Princess Mononoke was always pretty good.
See, I haven't seen that.
That's really good. I enjoy that. They really Hollywoodized that. Like, a lot of, like, famous people did voices for it, and it kind of,
like...
It was
like Ghost in the Shell kind of thing. That was, like, one of the big ones for
Princess Mononoke is really bad. Like, they got, like, Claire Danes and, like, kinds of people in that movie and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, nothing... I really like the famous stuff, the really, like, Akira, like, the really staple anime stuff, but, like, the stuff that's kind of shown, like, on Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon, like Naruto or Full Metal Alchemist, I never got into that kind of stuff. That wasn't my jam at all. Like, I just kind of like the staples, more adult-oriented stuff. Like, there was a Sin City, not really the Sin City of Frank Miller, but there was an anime called Sin City that was really good, very adult-oriented, gritty, bloody, a lot of boobs, stuff like that. But, yeah.
Yeah, stay away from the tentacle stuff. Boobs is cool, blood's cool, but that hentai stuff is laughable.
Yeah, no, that's weird. I don't even think I've ever seen anything
really?
In that. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen any hentai.
Talk to Necro. He's got some links.
That's dirty. Anyway, Chris,
cool.
VM us hard, dude.
You got it.
Hit us hard with that shit. Left hook.
Hey, boys. Fluffy.
What's up, brother?
This is like take two. This was fucking loud with the other one. How's it going? Hey, I'm here. I'm in the cross. So you don't know the cross. It's like the strip club area.
King's Cross.
Of course you are.
Fucking right. King's Cross,
you know,
dude.
He's here. Hold on. Is that a meatball with legs on the picture? Is it a meatball? Meatball. I don't know the picture.
The hell?
The picture. The picture on the thing. It's like a meatball with legs and a little face.
Yeah, bro. It's Sangrita here.
Hey.
Sangrita.
I've been on this before. I'm not sure if you guys remember.
I'm so confused right now.
Magica. Fucking awesome. Just chilling in the King's Cross area with Fluffy Nut.
Wow.
Just, came over here with a mate. I met up with Fluffy. Bro, this guy can fucking drink, bro.
Yes, he can.
Way outwasted me. Hey, Fluffy, where'd you get your good hookers from here, bro? Right there?
Yeah. You see, one further up, see on a red bird. Old as fuck, but you look pretty young.
Old as fuck, who?
Okay, so is this call in this night and just go on with what we're doing?
Well, I'll go negotiate a rate for him.
I love how they're making a call, like ordering food.
Fucking existence. What about that one over there?
Which one?
Yeah, bro.
I don't know
Seriously. Okay, let's call in this. Okay, is the call going? Okay, let's go on with our life.
Kiwi here. Your only Kiwi listener, I'm not sure. Maybe Ronak, I'm not sure.
Seriously, they're still fucking going.
That's hilarious. How long does this go for? They totally forget.
Fucking bees. There's some fucking talent walking around.
They're fighting now.
These two just hopped out of the cat. Fucking fantastic set on them.
What?
Oh, and a dude's walking around. He's got the same tuxedo shirt as me. That's fun. That's just inappropriate.
I know. I'm not wearing it at the time, but still, it doesn't matter. Anyway,
yeah, hold on. Yeah.
Righto, boys. I'll probably say good day. Great podcast. Keep up the good work. And we're going to keep drinking on Down Under. But yeah, keep up the good work. And we'll keep listening, bro. So yeah, I'll put you back on the body.
No, I'm all good, mate. I'm all good. I'll let you go. Okay? I'll see you later. See ya. Bye.
Later.
See ya.
That's funny.
I had no idea that Sangria was from Australia.
He's from New Zealand, I think. So when you're playing Magicka, he was saying that he can't play for it because he's going to Australia for like the weekend or something like that. So that's pretty cool. I had no idea. And tell you the truth, I didn't even know they like talked on Twitter or something like that. So that's why when he came on, I was like, "Hey, it's Sangrita." I was like, "Now I'm confused. Who's going?" I was like, "Ah, it makes sense now. They're both in Australia."
That's pretty cool. That's funny. Good stuff. Thank you, guys. I have
a feeling if we went to fucking Australia and hung out with Fluffy, we'd end up in jail.
Probably.
Or like punching a stripper or something.
We
twice.
Yeah, twice. It would not be good.
No. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Why not? Fuck it. Let's see. Jeff Wildman. Better Tomorrow. Says, hey, gents, going through a couple of quick questions for you. Number one, and let's answer this one by one because he's got a few. Number one, going back as far as two generations ago, what game did you buy each console specifically for, if any? Two consoles. So that's like the SNES Genesis era, right?
Going back two consoles, it'd be PS2 and then PlayStation 1. So.
Okay, so that's PS2 and PlayStation. Like PS2 and PlayStation?
PS1, Saturn, N64 generation.
Okay. Yeah. Well, PS1 I got for Final Fantasy VII, no doubt.
I don't remember what I got the PS1 for. I think because I worked at I got it from the game store. So I think it was like around the time that Tekken 2 was hitting.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the time that I jump into the first PlayStation, and then. Like the Saturn, I don't even remember what I bought the Saturn for. It was probably like Working Designs games at the time.
Yeah.
And then the N64 I bought for, I don't even know. I think I bought it just because it was cheap and there were a few games I wanted. Yeah. Like Zelda maybe? I don't remember.
I got a Saturn because I was a huge Sega fanboy. And my excuse is Virtua Fighter because... I like Virtua Fighter in the arcade, and even though the Saturn version of Virtua Fighter 1 was not that good at all, 2 was awesome, 1 not so good. That's the main reason. PlayStation 1 I bought because I finally came to the realization and the acceptance that Sega was going under. No third parties were making games for the Saturn or at least none of the good games were being brought over to North America. Because I had to import the last, like, three games. Well, no, the last game I got was X-Men for Street Fighter, and I had to import that. And when I found out they're only making 5,000 copies of Panzer Dragoon Saga, I was like, it might be time to jump ship. So I got a PlayStation. But what sold me on it was Metal Gear Solid. That's when I saw the trailer for that, I was like, okay, yeah, I need to get this. This looks hot.
It was first of its kind.
Looks pretty awesome.
It was pretty hot.
Next generation. He said two generations. Would be the next one? Dreamcast, PS2, Xbox?
Dreamcast, PS2, Xbox, and GameCube. Let's see here.
This one's easy for me.
PS2 was launched for me. Like I just wanted to have the PS2.
Yeah, I'm with you.
There was no game.
No game, just like launch.
Yeah,
like,
PS2, boom, as soon as I found one, I bought it.
Yeah, me too.
The Dreamcast was very similar. As soon as I could afford to buy one, I bought one.
Mm-hmm.
And then, The Xbox I actually bought when it was packed in with Jet Set Radio Future and Sega GT 2002.
Sega GT. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a disappointment.
I never bought an Xbox.
That's the exact package I got, and then traded the games in right away after I bought it.
Oh God! Like, the games, and the worst part is that the games
package and traded them in.
The predecessors to those games were fucking awesome, but those versions of those games were just like,
well, Sega GT was still good. It was just,
oh, it was ridiculous. Hey, you can buy a used part, and then it breaks on the first race that you try.
Yeah,
and race
I know with. It was retarded. But I mean, it was.
And Jet Set Radio Future, they basically took out all the fun, which was actually doing the motions to, you know, do the spray paint motions. And they just made it a single button press, and it was like, yay, I'm skating by, and spray paint, and spray paint again. And it was just, it was kind of monotonous at that point.
I bought a Dreamcast. I'd wanted that day one ever since I saw Soul Calibur, because I played Soul Calibur in an arcade. And then when I saw the Dreamcast picks, I was like, that was the first time ever that I saw a home console blow away the arcade version.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
By far. I was like,
yeah,
dude,
it was pretty ridiculous.
Like, this is so much better than what the arcade version looks like. And so much so, I actually bought Soul Calibur before I bought a Dreamcast.
Your Dreamcast? Nice.
Yeah. So I owned Soul Calibur for about a month without owning a Dreamcast, which is
how many times did you
really
read that instruction
stupid.
Manual, buddy?
Oh, tons, shitload. And then after that, I bought a PS2, and then I was sold on the Xbox when I played Xbox Live. I was totally playing SOCOM, playing my PS2, and then when I played Mega Assault and Xbox Live and stuff, that's when I was like, this is awesome. I want to get an
Yeah,
Xbox.
I didn't do Xbox Live at all on the original Xbox.
That's what sold me. I wouldn't have got one if it wasn't for that. That's what I did.
That's cool, man. Yeah, the first game I actually played like all the way through on my Xbox was probably Knights of the Old Republic.
KOTOR.
Good game. So,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that game was okay.
I have no idea what I bought the GameCube for.
I bought a GameCube for Resident Evil 4.
My GameCube was bought for Eternal Darkness.
Good reason.
Yeah. Word of mouth. Someone told me how.
360 for two human. Obviously.
Obviously. I mean, who didn't?
Yeah.
You'd be stupid not
Jeff
to.
Jeff and I played that like crazy.
It was a bet, right? It was a sure thing.
Well, yeah,
nothing
it's been
in the world.
For 10 years. It has to be.
Yeah,
good.
It's perfect.
It was before Eternal Darkness.
It was tuned to perfection, and it took a decade to do it. A decade.
Decayed.
You know what I think sold me on the GameCube? It's probably PSO. The opportunity to play PSO again.
Oh, again? Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. I was gonna say like, are you got to be kidding me? Because that was okay.
No. I had a level. By the time PSO version 2 came out, I already had a level 100 character to import into version 2.
Right.
So I mean, I played the shit out of PSO. So. But yeah.
Cool. Well, Jeff Wildman has more questions. He says, number two, what's your favorite Simpsons episode? I'm going to kill it real quick. I never liked the Simpsons, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really watch them anymore.
I love the Simpsons, but I cannot put a specific episode on what would be my favorite.
Be like a Halloween episode, right?
I like that one episode where Bart says, eat my shorts, man.
Oh, that one episode is awesome.
Okay, now you guys are just being ridiculous. But
yeah, well, you know.
I like the one when they go to Australia. That one's really funny, the whole knifey spoony thing. The one where they went to Toronto was a huge disappointment. It was funny, but they went to Toronto for like the last like 3 minutes. That was like bullshit, but whatever.
Okay, so we have come to the conclusion that the Simpsons suck. Question number three.
We liked it. Well, I like The Simpsons better tomorrow, or Jeff with a J.
With a J.
I like it. I don't know what quotes and which scenes are from which episodes. So I can't really pick a specific episode. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah. Question number three. Your favorite movie, period.
Oh God, I always go back and forth between Spaceballs.
That's a thing, so do I.
Really? And, like you have a like. You don't have like a no like no questions asked
you
one favorite
movie.
No, because I always go back and forth between Coming to America and Spaceballs.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's still pretty good. I don't even know if we can narrow it down to two.
I have one stone cold movie.
Which movie is that?
Without a doubt, no doubt in my mind, High Fidelity.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a great movie. Like
Boondock Saints or something.
Well, I love Boondock. Boondock's probably number two or three on my list, but like High Fidelity, just man, that movie moves me even to this day. I love it.
I'd probably say like Pulp Fiction or
so good. That's in my top five.
People make fun of me, but you know what? Fucking Top Gun is a fucking great movie.
I love Top Gun. No, dude. So, I love Top Gun. I love it.
And the thing is, I don't even own it. I just love that movie, and I've seen it like a billion and one times. But,
the new one,
my Next Generation one, in terms of like growing up to the last couple of years ongoing till I'm really fucking old, is Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I love it.
Freaking love that movie. I've watched it more than 10 times, and I still laugh every...
There's only three...
Chris, you're need to watch it.
There are only three comedies in the history of the world that I will swear on, and it's Super Troopers, Anchorman, and Forgetting Sarah Marshall. The only three.
Okay.
Like,
so good.
Other comedy movies will not do it for me. Other comedies will not do it for me, like the Hangover. I was like, what is this trash?
I do.
What
like
is
this? Though.
I didn't like it.
I like.
Can I throw out one on another one?
No, you
drop
can't.
It.
Well, I'm going to anyway. So shut the fuck up, Jeff. I loved Willow.
Willow's so good.
I loved that.
Willow's really good.
I've seen it like twice.
Such a good movie.
It's good shit. It's
probably the last good LucasArts film. Yeah.
That
was LucasArts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day when he would actually get talented people to help him make films.
Yes. Cary Elwes. Oh, man. Well, now I'm thinking of Princess Bride real quick.
Princess Bride is great.
That's not one of my, top 10. It's a good movie, but I wouldn't put it in my top 10 or anything.
Never mess with a Sicilian while death is on the line.
Actually, you know what? I have a fourth comedy.
What's that?
It just slapped me in the face. Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
The movie totally holds up.
Dude, totally it doesn't come up. Close to Spaceballs, man. I'm sorry.
Nah, Spaceballs is fucking awesome.
Spaceballs is slapstick comedy. It is the slapstick comedy.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, actually. For sure. Everyone's fucking seen Star Wars, and that's not everyone's seen Robin Hood or Noel Robin Hood.
All right, shall we do another voicemail? Or?
Yeah, of course we should.
Voice it.
I think we heard from this guy once already.
Oh, no. It's Fluffy.
Hey, guys. How I am. I had a question for your mailbag. Mate,
Sangrita's sleeping in a bed.
I'll go to his pants down.
Play a system for a couple of games and they're not connected to the internet. Or my cousins who are kids and they love to play but they're not connected. But then there's all the shit that you got to be online for, like bonuses and that. Things like, what do you think of things like Batman? Okay, you get to play as a Joker, but only if you're online and can download it. Or if they hit it on PS3 and it's fucking shit because you can't download a patch to fix it. Or things like that. But what's your take on that kind of thing? I'm going to let you go now. Bye.
Okay, so if you're not connected, what do you do about patches and shit?
Mm-hmm. Or extra content.
Or extra content. That is a good question.
Especially extra content that is on the fucking disc, but you can't access unless you're online.
NBC3.
What up? And about like 80% of the games that have been released this generation.
It seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know the second that you enter a code and you hit download and right away it goes, bloop, downloaded. You're like,
A two kilobyte download.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
As far as, like, patches and stuff go, I think you can call the publisher and they'll actually send you...
They will, yeah.
Like a disc or something.
They will.
I'm not sure how
something.
It works exactly, but I think they will...
Like a memory card or something.
Yeah.
You send them a memory card, they put it on, and they send it back to you.
I've heard of people doing that. I'm not 100% sure because I haven't tried it yet, but...
I think they have to. I think they're kind of like... Well, maybe they don't have to, but... I don't know.
Could you imagine playing Magicka without patching?
Oh my god! Like apparently, when that game came out, it was a buggy.
I know. I heard that they made 9 patches. They did 9 patches in 2 weeks.
Yeah, but on the same time,
almost a patch a day.
The only way you can get that game is to download it.
Yeah.
You obviously have an internet connection. But imagine playing like Fallout or like
Fallout, New Vegas, like PS3 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, it's like you're pretty much shit of luck. You're like, you got that, they have that game breaking bug where if you accepted some quest, it screwed up your entire game. But the problem is you didn't know it screwed up your entire game until it was too late.
Right.
Yeah, and then you're fucked. That's where I think it's like devs got to get their act together, get their shit together. Like, do more Q&A, do more research. Like, put out a game when it's done. Like, okay, bugs and glitches are one thing. Game breaking stuff is a total other, because you're totally being you're giving like the finger to the people who don't have internet connections. And I love how we're not on video, and I totally just gave the finger up. Like, I'm just like, you just give the finger.
Oh, that's good radio, man. That's good radio.
Hey, Jeff, I can't see it, but I'm flicking you off right now, man.
Nice, nice. But no, is he already saying, like, those people are screwed? Like, I thought about that, too. Like, what if my internet went down or some shit? And you know, well, that's kind of ridiculous argument, because it would probably come up eventually. But you can't get that stuff. Or characters, or extra stuff. Like, he said Joker in Batman. You don't have online, you don't have that content.
Yeah.
And that was a pre-order bonus. Like, pre-order bonuses from GameStop and Amazon, a lot of those things are DLC stuff.
That's true. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that if you actually call the publisher, then you should be able to get something.
Yeah.
You know, they'll figure something out. Thing is that you have to know what has patches and what doesn't, really. Mm-hmm. So.
And a lot of these people probably don't. And to tell you the truth, a lot of these people who don't probably don't know there is this stuff exists anyway, maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know.
That's true. Man, all right, cool. Travis, hit us another
email. All right. I just wanted to ask you guys a few questions coming from Salvador Luna.
Sup?
What is the worst?
That's a sexy-ass name, not going to lie.
I'm rock hard right now because I read that just now. Seriously.
I'm sure he's very happy to know that, too.
He's got about 4 or 5 questions, so let's answer them real quick.
All right.
Number one, what's the worst game you ever played?
Ever?
Ever.
Enchanted Arms.
Killer 7.
Really? Ever?
That's the first thing that pops in my head.
Oh my god, worst game I've ever freaking played? Oh my god. The Yaris game that was downloadable on Xbox Live.
Jeff wins.
Sneak King.
Sneak King was pretty terrible.
What is your favorite video game series?
Castlevania.
Street Fighter.
Fuck.
I didn't know they made a series called Fuck. How many games are in that series?
They do. It's
hard not to say Final Fantasy. Like, Final Fantasy 13 makes it hard for me not to say Final Fantasy.
You have 13 games to judge it on, so if one's
There's more than that, dude.
Well, I mean, like, proper.
I know, but like, I really like Final Fantasy.
There's only 4 Street Fighter games, too, but I'm talking all Capcom fighters for the most part.
Let me think.
God of War. That's my second.
Fantasy Star is my second. Still waiting for Travis's first.
Metal Gear? Madden. God damn it. No, Metal Gear. You got it. Bam. There it is. Metal Gear.
Done.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff wins again.
Next question. What is the next company you think that will be shut down? That's a really good fucking question.
Wow, that's a tough one. Like, major publisher or like just developer?
No, I think developer, not, yeah.
I swear to God, if you would have asked me this 2 weeks ago, I would have said Hudson.
Who makes the Tony Hawk?
Why would you have said Hudson?
Because Hudson's
No, they did, but he said before they shut down. There's no.
Dude, Hudson had like 3 games coming out, man. Including a new fucking Bonk game that's never going to see the light of day.
I would have said Hudson. I swear to God, I would have said Hudson.
I would have forgot about Hudson because they're just kind of forgettable. But
exactly.
Who makes the Tony Hawk games?
They're gone.
They're gone already?
Got dropped.
Well, there you go.
Neversoft. They got dropped.
Well, they did get dropped, yeah.
Yeah.
Random developer that publishes with Activision X. There we go. Developer X who publishes with Activision. That's going to be the next one that shuts down.
That's really tough.
I want to say a name, but I can't think. Honestly, right now, I can't fucking think of anyone that I think would be shut down.
Infinity Ward.
Well, they're...
They're not shut down yet.
No, and they
won't. We get Treyarch as the top dogs now, and they did sign on this new company
It could be Infinity Ward, yeah. But Infinity Ward doesn't exist as they used to, but the name does, so that's probably... a good, that'd probably be like, what, 5-1 odds, I'd say.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah, I would say it's pretty high because we've discussed it many times that the name of the developer is not the main thing that sells the game.
Exactly.
It's the name of the title.
When, you think about like all the major players of Infinity Ward are gone and have made Respawn, and then you put in the fact that Activision likes to cut off the fat a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go with Infinity Ward.
Yeah. Infinity Ward, yeah. I'm with you. Question number 4. What animal from a video game would you like as a pet?
Aramatsu from Okami.
I don't accept that.
Fuck you.
It's the main character. It's not
so
a pet.
So fucking what, dude?
Come on. Give me something good.
Pikachu from Pokemon.
Pikachu.
Shocking.
Charmander.
Jade from Beyond Good and Evil. Or that's if I say Piggy is, or what's his name? Paige is the main character, which he's not. So damn it, I fail.
Animals?
Pet,
oh, man.
Animal. It's got to be an animal, pet, something. Wow.
Not enough games have pets.
I think a lot do. We're like sidekicks. We just can't think of anything right now. Hell.
Tails.
Shit. What's wrong with you?
That's really good. How about Scottie Pippen from the old basketball teams?
Hey,
Does that count?
I'm surprised that Travis hasn't said like Red 13 or something.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, like Red 13. It's like that tiger-looking thing for Final Fantasy.
Yeah, but he's kind of a person.
I pegged him as like a dog.
Really?
Yeah.
I pegged him as like a cat.
Well.
Oh, so whatever. Yeah, I don't know.
I've picked like 3 now. I'm done.
Yeah, that's it.
I can't even think of anything right now. Like, at all. I'm trying to think of something that has like... Oh! I was going to say the wolf or whatever from Shadow Dancer, just because that.
Oh, hell yeah, dude! That's
that
a good
would
one.
Do anything for you. You'd be like, fucking yeah, sick that guy. Go get that fucking.
There was a Shiro in Suikoden, the dog in Suikoden.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice, good shit.
How about Aggro from Shadow of the Colossus?
Okay,
all right.
Or the
fair.
Darkness from the Darkness. Is that considered a pet though?
Yeah, but he didn't say pet. He just said animal.
Animal
that you would
it's
want.
Kind of an animal. It's kind of an animal, yeah.
I know.
It's a being.
A being? The
it's
blob
not human.
From Boy and His Blob? That shit can be anything you want.
Shit, you know
that's
I bought
good.
That for the Wii and I haven't played it yet?
You
really?
Need to get on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the
John.
New one. I found it for like $20 brand new and I grabbed it.
Oh, you paid
apparently
much.
It's hot, man.
Probably,
you need to play
yeah.
it.
I'm kidding.
Hey, let's move on, man. We're an hour
yeah,
and five
yeah,
minutes into
it.
This fucking part. Let's go.
Yeah.
Why not? Hey. That's it for that email. So voicemail me.
Shit. Speedy.
How many more emails you got?
Just one more.
Okay, I got 2 more voicemails, so that's perfect.
All right,
let's play voicemail.
Sit back and relax. This one's a long one, but Jeff all and right. I know this guy, so we're going to go ahead and play it.
This guy goes way back.
Hello? Is this Indus?
Yes, it is.
It is.
I think it is Indus.
You're right.
This is Jay Smooth.
Smooth.
For the first time, I've been listening for a long time. I got into the show because I became friends with Jeff. And,
Chris.
What was that? One Up a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
I was listening to that's all kinds of podcasts. One Up yours, listening to, GBD and those guys. And then One Up podcast just totally changed. Everybody went away.
Oh, yeah.
And, so I listened to your podcast and got hooked. I've been listening for years, and
awesome.
I had some messages for everybody, so this might be a long ride. Hold on. first of all, Travis.
What's up?
I think we're like long-lost brothers or something.
We could be.
311, yeah.
Yeah.
Love those guys. And I was sitting there when you were doing the...
Wait, what about me?
Who's the master? And I was
showing
up, of course. Showing up. Somebody say showing up. Nobody said it, but I was there for you, bro. I was yelling.
Thanks.
At my iPod. And there was one other thing for Travis, though. I don't remember. What was it? what's your favorite 311 song? If not song, then what's your favorite album? I think my favorite album is Sound System.
Yeah! Yeah. Sound System for the win.
So anyway, I wanted to answer a couple of questions of the week all at one time. First with predictions, and I got rid of the ones that already came true, but I see a PS3 price drop, possibly, no more than like $279, especially if NGP comes in at $250. I pray it comes in at $250.
I pray it comes in at $252.
Then I predicted that the threes would all kick ass, so Resistance 3, pray, come on, Ted Price, you guys can do it. Killzone 3, which is coming to pass, at least for me anyway. I played the demo and the beta, and man, it is smooth. That's an awesome game. And, of course, Gears 3, highly anticipated. Hopefully, I don't know, hopefully it has some oomph in it. Gears 2 was kind of bleh. And then Uncharted 3, come on, man. You know, that's going to be cool. Maybe a little, crown them, like Lovie Smith said. Crown them. If you want to annoy them, son. Crown them. Uncharted 3, game of the year. Call me. Anyway.
What about Mass Effect 3?
You never dunked a cookie. What the hell? Were you also kept in like a dog pen as a child? I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Go dunk all the cookies you can and milk quickly.
Dude, well,
Jeff, go right
then
dunk
I had a question about Mass Effect. Should I play the first? I just got it 360 yesterday. Halo Reach Edition. Nice. Yeah, I'm proud.
You
want to
give it to me?
Yet. I'm at work right now.
That floats up well. We're both like, yeah.
Should,
like,
I,
yeah,
should I play it? Is it worth it? Should I just skip to the second?
No, do play Mass Effect.
I know
what
your answer is going to be, but...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Travis, Robotech. Yeah, I'm right there with you, too.
Nice!
And then the other thing was, do you guys have any recommendations for me? That's Jeff, kind of knows my situation. I was out of the game for a year, the year 2009. So as far as 360, like I'm all caught up on PS3, but 360, what do you guys recommend that I play from 2009 to get back up to speed? And do you have any recommended downloads?
Shadow Complex.
Oh, and then add me once I once I have a sign on. Should be Jason Move again. I'll pay for it. I don't care. Some kind of Jason Move. Anyway, ODST or no ODST? That is the question. I obviously have Halo Reach. I haven't played it yet. Should I delve into ODST?
You have
first?
Reach. Just stick with Reach.
I really don't feel like I want to. And the last thing is Namishin. Shout out. You're not alone, brother. You got backup, all right? There's two of us around here now. None of these pasty white folks better try nothing. Anyway, hopefully I'll make it to Indus the third. I don't know what you guys are calling it. Indus the Indus triple.
Third try.
I don't know. But, yeah, get back with me and have a good show. Love the show. Talk to you guys later.
Thanks, Jace Move.
Okay. What the fuck?
What?
One of our listeners gets a shout out, but I don't get shit? I've been on this show for 167 fucking episodes, and I have loved 311 since those 167 episodes. I don't get a shout out? What the fuck's up with that?
Credit,
do you not like me because I'm a WAP? You don't fucking like the WAPs, man? What's going on? What the fuck?
I think, because listening to his thing at the beginning, he said I knew Goffy and Jeff from One Up, and he was thinking of your screen name, and he couldn't think of Shino. That's what I think is. Then he got sidetracked.
If you
go back and listen, that's what I think what's happened, because you don't post in GLF anymore. So,
yeah, I do.
Well, like once
I posted
a day.
Like three posts today.
And the DS4,
so yeah, so my favorite 311 song is 8:16 a.m. and my favorite album is Grassroots, because that's where it's what it's all about. But, you know, I mean, true. I don't know if you know I like 311 after 167 episodes, so, you know, no big deal.
Oh, I'm being bitter.
Somebody has poured on the salt.
The Mortons.
I am playing a little
bit. The Mortons.
I don't even know what that is. I just hear all you guys refer to Morton's when it comes to salt. I'm like, okay. This is a salty thing to do.
Okay,
now it's going
to
be
the main thing we need to bring up is he wants to know
from 2009.
Real quick, Mass Effect. Play Mass Effect 1.
If you have the ability to play Mass Effect 1, play Mass Effect 1.
Especially if you have not been doing gaming for a year, you took 2009 off to 2000 a little bit in 2010.
Yeah, you're in for a treat.
Yeah, you'll be totally cool with that. You'll be fine. As opposed to ODST versus Reach, skip ODST.
Stick with Reach.
Yeah. Play Reach, yeah. Agreed. And then what was the last question? In 2009, what games have you missed out on that you should play?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
Shadow Complex, man.
Shadow Complex is a good download. There you go.
Fable 2. Yeah.
Batman Arkham Asylum is good, too.
That was last year. That was 2010.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, that wasn't? That was 2009?
Yes, it was.
Oh, the fucking Batman, dog. Seriously.
Fucking Batman.
Gears of War 2.
He mentioned something about Gears, actually. He said something about
Gears. Sounds like he's probably already played it, but Uncharted 2. I mean, if you missed that, I was
going to say.
He said 360, I know, but
yeah.
Jeff mentioned that he kind of took a year off of gaming. So if you haven't played Uncharted 2 yet, then you should play.
Well, he mentioned Uncharted because he said Uncharted 3 is going to be game of the year. He's caught up on PS3, and he just got a 360 like recently. So it's the 360 stuff he needs to catch
up on. I'm
going to
say Bayonetta 2. I don't know if you played it on PS3 or not, but...
Yeah, that was last year, but still, dude, definitely play it.
Yeah, it was January last year, but yeah.
Castle Crashers.
That's a good one.
Either console, if you haven't done it, you can get that on PSN or 360 at this point.
I don't know if Jay Smooth likes this genre. I don't know if he likes racing games, but when did Forza come out?
That was 2009.
Did you say Forza?
2009?
Forza.
No, Forza. When did Forza come out?
Forza?
Forza.
Forza, 2009.
Nah, he can get
if you like racing games, man, Forza is like hits where it's at.
I think it's where it's at in terms of accessibility for sure.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm looking at my thing here. There's a lot of games. 2009, dude. Tell you the truth, the last 3 years for this gen has been fucking awesome.
If you like RPGs, Lost Odyssey, that was 2009.
Lost Odyssey was that 2009?
That was 2008, dude.
That was 2008.
Yeah.
I don't know if he had a 360 then though, but good game though. Agreed.
Check it. Check that shit, yo.
For real.
And then, there's
a lot of good shit.
Arcade games. We haven't really even hit arcade games.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of good shit there.
Well, he said the best already, Shadow Complex.
Explosion Man.
Yeah, Shadow Complex is the man. Yeah, Explosion Man is also really good. There's some good stuff on PSN in 2009, too, but I can't freaking put my thumb on... Pixel
Geometry
Junk Shooter.
Wars.
Was that last year or year before?
Pixel Junk Shooter was...
Was that 2010?
2009, actually, I think it was.
Was it 2009?
Yeah, because I think I remember mentioning it in our downloadable category.
Yeah, that's definitely one you should check out. That's a really good game. But then it's also PS3, so...
Right.
You might have already played it.
Cool.
Oh, I don't know, man. It's
That's pretty good coverage.
A lot
that's
of good stuff,
start.
Man. 2009 was a pretty good year. You missed out on a lot of stuff. You have a lot of games to play.
Yeah, for real. That'd be kind of weird, taking a year off and then just going in a year later and kind of it's basically pure backlog from day one.
Yeah. Assassin's Creed 2, man, if you haven't played that.
Assassin's Creed 2.
Fucking right. Why didn't I even think of that? Yes.
I don't know,
Assassin's
because I'm the one who stuck
drop
up for your shit.
Drop everything and play Assassin's Creed 2.
20 minutes. What?
Crazy. I'm telling drop everything, play Assassin's Creed 2.
Assassin's
right
Creed
now.
2 is a good game. Skip the first one.
So, Chris, one more VM.
You want the last one?
Why not?
It's time for another edition of...
I'm more famous than mountains, I'm more famous than watches, and if you want to hang with me, make sure your panties are crotchless.
Random questions from Aces High. Yeah.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Aces High with another edition of Random Questions, and this time I have a guest.
Yo, what's up?
All right, that's Alex from Ration Pod.
If you're going to be Aces High, then I got to be Alfighter 27.
All right, that is Alfighter 27 from Ration Pod. And my question this week, guys, is when's the last time, you say you need to quit doing something and then you found yourself doing it without really thinking about it?
Yeah, my question is what do you guys like in your burritos? Just a little sour cream, corn, maybe some onions. I don't like onions, but thanks, guys.
All right, later.
All right, so burritos and
things I said that I was going to stop doing, and then all of a sudden find myself doing again. Drinking.
Smoking.
Man, that Kraken was good.
Playing with my balls while recording Interactive Distractions.
Mine would be schooling bitches. That would be mine. I always try
playing
to promise
Fluffy
myself.
Nuts voice, man.
I'm never playing another one of those. Like, hey, hey, there's Fluffy.
I'm kidding, Fluffy.
Burritos.
Fuck, you name it, put it in there, dude.
So like, that's seriously what she said. So I usually, you know, when I get a burrito, I think about Moe's. That's the first thing I think about. So
welcome to Moe's.
Well, that sucks.
My Moe's is, let's see, I get a Joey. So it's black beans and rice, chicken, mushrooms, cheese, salsa, lettuce, tomato, and jalapenos, and cilantro.
So you might as well have said what you don't like to have in your burrito. Might have been
guacamole and sour true cream. That shit's nasty. True.
Oh, what? You don't like either? Those are the best
the
two
fuck
things,
out of here. Go.
Are you
the
serious?
Fuck out of here.
That's
done
not even a
you're
fucking
done
burrito. You can't
hey, Jeff,
have a burrito without sour cream.
Jeff, you
want to
host the show for now on?
Let's do it. Let's seriously.
We
seriously
got this.
Hey, I don't know how that's
going to
work, guys. I own bullshit the fucking name, Interactive Distractions.
whatever.
No, I don't. I just
we'll call
don't
it Interactiver
like
Distractions.
Interactiver.
Yeah.
I just don't like guacamole. So I don't like avocados. So that just pretty much puts a downer on
really
guacamole. Yeah, I don't. I just never. I mean, it's like the only way that I've ever really liked avocados is every once in a while if it's in sushi, I can deal with it. But mm-hmm outside of that, it's just like it's just been, you know, something.
Dude, I'll put everything on. I'll put fucking pizza on a burrito.
A pizza like, burrito. That actually sounds pretty
freaking
good, dude.
In a burrito. Everything. I have no specific. I'll just, whatever I feel like, I'll mix and match whatever. But but the honest answer to the first question is something I told myself I wouldn't do, but keep myself doing, and it's fucking being competitive in situations where I should not be competitive in. And that's something I always tell myself: who cares? It's just a game, or who cares? It's whatever. And I'll tell myself that all the time, and then I get in the heat of the moment, and it's like, oh, fuck my life. Why
Jeff,
did I say that?
Who cares? It's just some douchebag that has to copy everything we do.
Exactly. But it's like that kind of shit bugs me, and it's like I say to myself, I'm not going to let that bother me anymore, but I do.
Yeah, I mean, if they want to do shit at the same time that we're doing stuff without even asking or bringing it up, it's fine. I mean, whatever. Who cares?
It's going a bit far with it, but yeah, I guess that's not what I was actually alluding to. I was going towards like fighting games and getting salty, but yeah, if you guys want to.
Oh, no, I thought I was kind of feeding off of Chris, not you.
No, I know you were. I know you were. Yeah.
I think I was just a little bit more vague.
Yeah, I think so.
And I was more blunt.
In fact, you might want to cut out that last little bit.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Oh, no, shit. You should probably cut that out.
But, all right. Yeah. That is the last of the voicemails. My goodness. Travis, what do you got, buddy?
I got one more. Sean Mercupio. I don't know how we want to answer this one because he brings up a quite interesting topic. He says,
if it's interesting, I think we should save for question of the week.
Well, we should mention it, right?
I think we should
probably do
that.
Well, why don't you read the email? Let's see
what happens. Let me read it.
That might be a good idea.
Let's try this out. Thanks. I appreciate the permission. Thanks, Joe.
The fact this was not talked about beforehand.
Do you think...
Stop breaking that fourth wall, Jeff.
From Sean Mercubito, do you think online gaming has made us more social or less social beings? I remember when I was a kid, I looked forward to having people come over so we could play Mario Kart, Streets of Rage, GoldenEye, all the way up until online gaming was invented. Ever since Halo 2, I can't remember the last time I had somebody over for a specific purpose of playing games. So what about you? Has online gaming made you more or less social?
This is a fantastic question, and we are posing it to you guys. So this is our question of the week for next week. Thank you, Sean, for supplying us with this question. We appreciate it.
Good shit.
So question of the week next week. Do you think gaming has online gaming has made you more or less social? You can answer the question of the week by sending us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. Send us a voicemail like many people did this week. And that number is 706-760-4337.
It's like Lee, but it's not.
Follow us on Twitter. We are Indus Chris, Indus Travis, Indus Jason, and Indus Geoff.
G-E-O-F-F.
And we also have Indus Pro and Indus Roadie. That is Nico and Glenn Burgess. They are also members
and
of
Jason?
Our... I mentioned it as Jason.
Yes, oh, he did.
Yes, I did.
I'm not paying
Clean that. Your dirty fucking ears.
We have a Facebook group that is Interactive
I'm
Distractions
sorry, it's so
Podcast.
Sick of your bullshit. It's so full of your bullshit.
And you love that
me.
Is
it would be more funny if we get it.
We have one more thing to talk about, guys, before we get out of here.
Do we really?
Yeah, we have a contest.
Oh, that's like Ooh. When people do stuff and we give away a prize, right?
Yes, that is what a contest yeah. is. It's a very, it's a very loose
sure.
definition of a
it's
contest,
sure.
but yes, Jeff, that is correct.
Yeah, and we're giving them a week in advance, too, here.
Yeah, this is going to be our March contest. We are bringing back the monthly contests.
Yep.
Rest assured, we are still working out what the prize is going to be, but rest assured, it will be at least the
Travis
normal $20 Amazon
live
gift card that we have been giving out. So, the March contest is... There's a new Versus game coming out.
Oh, there is.
Yes, there
what,
is.
What?
With you know, Marvel versus Capcom has some competition.
It does. There was Marvel vs. Capcom. There was DC versus MK.
And now there's Jim Henson versus Konami.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's all about, baby.
Oh, yeah.
We want to know what characters you would choose and what their moveset would be and what kind of combos you guys could pull off. So think about that. Stir on that a little bit. This is one that we wanted to give you a couple weeks extra with because, you know, I can feel some creative juices flowing out there.
Mm-hmm. We love juices.
Make that shit funny, man, because, you know, we're going to be reading these on the show. And, you know, the one that we think is the funniest is going to end up winning. So Jim Henson versus Konami.
Or most creative.
Most creative works, too.
Yeah.
So get those entries in. You can send those to email at interactivedistractions.com as well. And that is all I have. Gentlemen, do you have anything else before we wrap up and get out of here?
Every Tuesday night, Industream, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, fuck, Indus Questions. Okay, you know what? We've gone a little bit late.
2.5 hours, brother.
Yeah, we'll do it next week for sure. Okay, guys, I'm going to put you guys on the spot right now. Next week, we are saving time because we need to get into these, man. They're coming in every week, and we have not gotten to them for like a month.
We got them.
What the fuck's going on? So next week, I promise, we're going to hit them up. Definitely. Because we had like 3 come in as we're recording this. So.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
Yeah, let's hit this up next week for sure.
Cool, man. We'll do that. So thank you guys for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Zune Marketplace, please leave us a review. We would very much appreciate it. Also, check us out at VGEvo.com. That's where our forums are housed. And we do all kinds of discussion over there. So check us out. So until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Travis.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, we will.